Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, look, yeah, girls want girls. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, what? Girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, can I play a player, baby? I grew up with Dre face. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Started all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. Fuck you niggas thinking trying to block me on a fadeaway. I've been on that shit, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from, ayy. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Niggas told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, ayy. And you throwing on that dress, cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say I need to see you. I don't know, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staying at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, well, girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls,
my girl got a girlfriend. Ain't tryna be out of shape, what's the help on them curls? Then them gym don't work, get surgery. I'll pay for that, my courtesy. Can't imagine no bitch curving me. I put in that work overly, I handle business. And I got two pretty bitches, keep them up on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP. Now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners, they love me. So they gon' let us in and bring all of your peers and look better with more people. We got 1942 Casamigos, it's getting heated. They gotta follow us in the Uber, my car filled up with shooters. It be lights, camera, action when you with us, it's a movie. I don't drive my coupe to house parties, I'm tryna leave with two of them. Yeah. Don't nobody know the shit that we do. She like eating pussy, I'm like me too. I can't wait to get out work, so go and see you. Please bring your girlfriend along with you. Y'all been on my mind too much, like what the fuck is wrong with me? She said it's something about the way a girl just makes her feel. Whatever you been dreaming about, I swear to make it real. Just run around the town with me, then come lay down.
I don't know, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know.
I don't know, I don't know.
I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staying at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, look, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, what? Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, what? Girls want girls where I'm from. But I know you wanna roll with the gang, and I know you want the finest of things. Asking me about settling down, cause you know that things go in my way.
Back and happy to be back, and let me let you know, we are at the 6.0 phase in life, and we about to get it on more and more and make it hotter and hotter on the Helios, because I changed my profile. I'm a heterosexual lesbian because girls love girls where I'm from, and I love girls, and so we're going to make it happen. This is going to be one of them programs that we're going to have a good time. We're going to call it the birthday 6.0 party, and we're going to have a good time with this morning. Good to be back with all you. It's been a great, great, needed 2 weeks to digest all the foolishness that is in the world. Shout out to B-Lo, all of New York State, all of New York City. We was all through that bad boy. We had a good time. And guess what? We got a good special surprise. We're going to have some fun with you today, New York. A lot of talkers up there. You know, New York love talking. We love talking shit. So we're going to have a good time today with that as well. But we're going to get back into the format, because time is of a precious entity. Those of you in the 6.0 club and above, you in the fourth quarter of a football game. You in the fourth quarter. That means if you turn 6.0, you're the fourth quarter, you're starting the clock, you got 15 minutes. That could be 15 years to get your Super Bowl. And I don't know if you're going to get the Super Bowl or you're going to lose in the Super Bowl, but this is your Super Bowl for all of us in the mix. So sometimes we end up short, wide right. You know how that works for us. Anyway, we're going to have a wonderful day. Appreciate all y'all, all the shout-outs. Sis, family, great love to all y'all. Mommy dearest, love you to death. Keep it moving. And let's get it started. Now, while all this is going on, we got the best thread in town. Anybody ain't on this thread, Brother Tutmos. Brother Thomas, we're going to talk to you today because you in New York. We're going to get you to you. Y'all was talking all that New York day. I said, man, I was all over the place, gambling everywhere. There's casinos. Let me just say this. There's a different mindset in this country. I know we see a lot of white people doing different things that you see simultaneously in different areas of the country. They say, oh man, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I did not have any problem going to any area from Cali to Dade County, New York, you name it. I went to South Dakota. White folks treated me very nice. I was nervous. You know, ain't that many blacks in South Dakota. So, first of all, we're going to dismiss and dispel all this bullshit about every white folks want to kill niggas. That's a lie. That's a lie. We're going to kill all. I'm going to be the dragon slayer. See, this is October. See, this is the number 8 where the snake eats his tail. I'm a Libra. Meaning I know Venus and these women, which I got a song for you women soon coming up. Because somehow, y'all stepping into the twilight zone right now. I'm going at women because, see, Libra is now in conjunction with Venus. I'm going back to all that we've been. See, I always had this, I already perpetuated this knowledge that's going to come out. It's coming from all sources. So, but it's factual. So we don't want to say something that's speculating. We all speculate. We can speculate that I'll die tomorrow and might wake up. But that's a speculation. We only know what happens until I operate through the 24 hours to see if I die. That's how this shit works. It's called operative speculative. And we're about to get deep into this today. Now, I've seen a whole bunch of white people because New York State is full of white people. Full of them. All through the Catskills. I don't know if y'all been to New York. It's mountainous. It's hilly. All kind of lakes. All kind of good shit going on. But the politic game. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get deep today. Buffalo, I'm talking to you, know, man. Oh, my goodness. We ain't talking about. We in Beirut. We in Lebanon. Guarantee it. We in Yemen. It's all. If you walk through Buffalo or any area, you in another country. Plain and simple. Good people. Didn't say they wasn't. I just said you in another country. Bangladesh, all through the east side. Bangladesh people, beautiful people. Everybody got their own culture. They come here. Don't give me this bull crap that we are one. That's a lie. Just stop the lies today. Because I am at 6.0. All lies will fall. All lies. And I'm going to come out telling everybody. We're going to put the facts out today because I'm so hot today. We got all kind of activities going on. We got Carnival here in Miami. We got all kind of things happening today, but we're going to have a good time with the Helios family. Now, we seeing all this activity going on. I noticed that certain women is in this political spotlight that's going on today. And I'm trying to figure out, how is women watching men take their place as women? Now, you got to ask yourself some questions here because this is what's going on. It's all on all the news. I mean, they are actually, this is in academia, so you know this has been premeditated. This has already been thoroughly thought out of how to take this woman's energy and hermaphrodite it. Oh, they about hermaphrodite this. You can get ready for that. Now, you can pretend like none of this has happened. That's okay. That's why it's called freedom of speech, why you got it, why you still got it. Yeah. You think you got it, but, you know, why you still believe you got it until otherwise told to your membrane. Now, all this stuff going on, the agenda is men are now in women's sports. They have now found females. This is also why I'm talking to you women, because Libra is getting ready to go into conjunction with Venus. So I want to know why women today, if you want to lie today, listen to women. How can a man dress up as a woman, says he's a woman, and want to come in your bathroom and your lavatory and your workout, take clothes off while he got a dick, you got a vagina, he gonna tell you he a woman and he wants to take his clothes off with you. Now, that's okay with y'all, girls on girls where I come from. That's okay with y'all. Because I already told you, you worshiping the hermaphrodite. Been told you that, ain't gonna never stop telling you that. It's a fact. You might not know the facts, but oh well, that's how you need to look up the book. Now I'm going to use some Bible magic scriptures because, see, a lot of magic going on today, too. Kanye laid some magic on y'all. He said white lives matter, and he just got all the publicity in the world just by switching one word, black to white. That's black and white magic. Black and white checkerboard. He played it right. He wouldn't have got Candace Owens, who he brought into the game. Y'all don't, many of y'all don't know that Candace Owens came out of Kanye's camp. That's how she got known. She wouldn't have been known for knowing the same shit we all know already. She's known for knowing the same shit we all know for the past 20 years, if not more. I'm just going to use 20 because I don't want to go too far. You know, we already 6.0. I could say 40 years. For 40 years, many of you have heard the same shit for 40 years and 40 nights. Same stuff over and over. Re-educating your mind for the final solution. Now, the final solution that y'all already said y'all know already. Remember, y'all said the white man going to be deep. You know, he depopulating, but since he don't populate the most, ain't that strange? He don't populate the most, but he trying to kill off his white male counterpart. Is that some type of normalcy? You got to ask yourself that question today. Because y'all been hearing the population of white people is sperm count and all this stuff. Now they got shows coming on with the sperm count being lower than normal. And if you can't produce males, the species dies unless the hermaphrodites come back to Earth. I'm going to put that in there because obviously this age-old secret. Y'all thought women were warriors. You got the warrior queen coming out. But see, I'm going to dispel that one too. See, I go looks it up to make sure what tribe this is. This is their homie tribe. They kingpins in the slave trade. Kingpins. They got them women to fuck up people who were stopping the slave trade. They don't flip the script for Hollywood. Make you think they try to stop slavery. Boy, oh boy. So hey, my brother. I ain't going to name no name, but he is a professor up there in New York. Call me. Why don't you do a program with us up there in New York? You know, y'all know I'm talking about Wyoming, my Wyoming brother. My Wyoming brother. We've been along. You in history. Let's get some real history talk. Get some real history talk. Academia has definitely been paid off, everybody. That's a fact. Where do you think they get this money at? They already got to forgive student debt because it's too high, so it ain't coming from the students. So that should be a wake-up call right there, but I guess it's not because you've got a delusional mentality going on. You believe everything the news tell you. That's a fact. That's a fact. I don't care what you say about how much knowledge you got. Y'all listen straight up to news all day long, every day, because it's the main thing for your brain. North, east, south, west. It's an acronym for your brain. North, east, west, south. That's what the word news means of the brain. Indoctrination of good news, but it's not good. Because if it was good, it'd be factual. The word good in Jesus' terms means factual information. That's what gospel means. Just look it up in your concordance if you have one. Anyway, we about to get deep with these women out here. Now, the white woman who has had more dick than anybody from other nations because she was enslaved first. This is a fact. Now, why wouldn't they use the first brainwasher? That makes sense to me. Right? So, what happens is the white woman got all these television shows. She's in every commercial with a different nation. Every man in the commercial is either black or Asian, Hawaiian. She ain't with the white man no more in commercials. She with everybody else. Because the plan was to make you believe that the white man is trying to kill himself. Now, know what I said, make you believe. Now, the white woman, this is coming out of their article. Everything I'm paraphrasing comes out of an article that I put together for y'all. So you can see that we don't have to make up anything. They tell us themselves. It says, what about the white woman, you ask? They're even worse. The majority of women, in particular white women, so we can get to the blacks in a minute. Oh, yeah, you sisters going to pay dearly for your sins, what you have produced, talking about they coming home after they kill people and shit. You don't know. Really? Now, it goes on to say, particularly white women, we believe whatever society tells them to believe. They will believe. This is what they say. They will believe everything society tells them. They've been brainwashed into believing white is out and non-white is in. That being a wife and mother is boring. But being a whore or a slut is cool and financially rewarding. White women are the battering ram the programmers have used to emasculate and destroy white men. Now, let's just take that right there. They say, and y'all heard this from a previous show, that they was going to use women, the white woman, to seduce black men into joining different parts of their agenda. Now, I know every leader that y'all worshiping, from Frederick Douglass, let's have a real show, a real talk. Bring me to the colleges. Let's go. I'll go for free. That's how deep I will make sure you understand how much the colleges have been lying to the people. Now, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, all were sleeping with white women back in their day. That's all they did. They got pictures with them. It was so bad that Carver had to be told, you better stop. They about to destroy you. You getting too much in these white women up in New York. You know, they with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Carnegies, so why wouldn't they be with white women? The jazz world. White women created the jazz world for black men to come and get high and fuck them and play good ass outrageous music. Just go look it up. They'll tell you themselves. The rock scene. White women brought them over to Europe because the niggas here wouldn't even help the black folks that they created the movie from, the music from. Y'all wasn't helping Steph Wolfen and all them. And damn sure wasn't helping my man, you know, the great one. Y'all wouldn't even help him. Purple Haze got to him. Jimi Hendrix. He goes get killed by some white woman. Sam Cooke was, y'all was jealous of him because he was going over to the other side of Miami Beach to sleep with white women. It's the biggest agenda that any nation could put is to give up their women. Ain't that what the Bible did? Every time they came in, Lot was going to give up his daughters. So you know giving up pussy is natural. Obviously, if Lot was going to give his daughters up, I'm going to use your Bible to get you a spell book. That's why Kanye, we're going to get to that, why Kanye was able to dispel you with the white lies matter thing. Because they claiming that they are losing their population. Isn't that strange? But yet they over there killing each other up. I don't think y'all know the numbers of how many white people have killed themselves. Stalin. Hitler. Mussolini. Trudeau of Canada, Cuomo of New York, killing all the elderly people. Y'all ain't got no problem with this shit. So why y'all pretending y'all care about the elderly? But you know why? Because the elderly is playing the game on us. They the ones ruling. Everybody in power is old. So this looks good to kill yourselves to make it look like you a victim. But I'm about to put it on y'all today. I don't think y'all gonna be able to handle this. All this is made up propaganda of programmers. Now, what happened to the black woman is the question. So we're going to be doing all our survey. We're going to bring y'all in shortly. Get ready. Get ready. Because, see, the black woman is girls on girls, too. And the white woman has gotten you to be their bi.
Hey, fam. So I saw an article about how the percentage of black women identifying themselves as bisexual has risen substantially in the past 10 years, and I kind of want to talk about it in honor of Pride Month. The other thing that inspired me to talk about it is I saw someone post this on their page, and a young man, black man, responded that the reason that black women are deciding to identify as bisexual is because they want to be more attractive to men. And his reason for believing this is because he said that a lot of men want to have threesomes, and women know this, so they want to make themselves seem more appealing by identifying as bisexual. Well, I strongly disagree. And so as a woman that considers herself pre-sexually fluid, meaning that I feel like I can be attracted to men and women, not necessarily equally attractive, like I don't necessarily identify myself as bisexual, but I have had experiences and been attracted to both sexes. And I feel like I probably understand this better than he does. And I think it's an important topic to discuss. First of all, I would say I think there's something deeper going on with the substantial rise with black women identifying more and more as bisexual. And I think it's actually can be a healthy thing. I think one reason is that perhaps black women in general feel less oppressed. They're educated, there's social media, there's lots of communities to connect with to support how they really feel and being honest. And so a lot of these women may have felt that they were equally attracted to both sexes growing up or sexually fluid like myself. And so because there's easy ways to connect with communities that support you in your ideas, that they're openly just, expressing how they really feel now.
Now, I'm only going to play a little bit because I'm going to hit y'all with all sorts of information today. Y'all going to go home dizzy before y'all watch that football. Now, sexual fluid. You're hearing this term, and now it's in the schools. The schools are about to unleash the hermaphrodite calling doctrine. It's coming. So it's here. New York, part of the bill that y'all did not read, you just heard it on the news, because reading is really fundamental. As if you fundamentally sound in the head, that's when the reading is fundamental, because then you read. But other than that, school system is about to bring in, with the money given to them through this rescue plan, is Queen Night. A queen reading night. They're going to read to different schools around the country in drag. Now, all of us been through a drag program here in Florida. If you come to Florida, just on Miami Beach, they jumping around. It's Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, Donna Ross, Grace Jones looked like she won, but hey, we love Grace Jones. They got them all out here. Now, is this something that's new? Hell no. This is ancient. Pure and simple. We told you this cult was coming back. We told you that the Wonder Woman cult gods was coming back. They showed you that they need this woman's face, including the black woman, who is the number one face of not saying they're a woman. That's why the Supreme Court Justice, so-called Ketanji, was able to pretend like she is a jurisprudence, independent, well thought out, went to Harvard, went to one of them schools, yeah, whatever the hell, one of the two clandestine schools of the Illuminatis. So all I could say is, okay, cool. Now, she's supposed to be able to give at least a simple definition. I could say one who has a uterus. That would be probably the first thing I would say, and I'm not that bright. Yeah, one who has a uterus. Now, she can't deny. I don't know what a woman is. Y'all was okay with that. So that'd be another cult is working. Anytime you can be told on national TV that you don't know what a woman is and you come out as a herald, you know that's an agenda of your mind that you can't comprehend. It's too far beyond y'all. This is a hermaphrodite cult. I will keep reiterating it. There's no way women today, particularly white and black women who so pro-woman, liberation movement woman, Planned Parenthood alumni, this is the woman now who's going to let a man dress up with a penis tucked under, or whatever he does with it, during the time of the, boom. Now, the reason why I say that, we're going to do numbers. Sexually, a man only got two cavities. That's it. Two cavities. He only becomes three cavities if he becomes a tranny. Then he got three. A full-fledged woman, regardless if she looked butch, still got four cavities. That's all I'm going to put it like that for you. So common sense tells you there's a worship for the woman. Now, we're going to get deep today because I'm going to start telling you that they all this war made up. Didn't y'all remember we played the tapes for y'all? They said we're going to create three world wars. Told you. They said we're going to create three world wars. First one going to be Hitler's war. The banker's war. Now, y'all should look up. The real war is 1933. That's the real war. That's when the whole thing was done. We had Senator Trafficant on the program in the early days. And he, when I knew it was, and I knew that these movements was fake, because everybody kept saying we got to get rid of the federal government. That's what everybody was saying. We got to get rid of the federal government. All black, white patriots, black people, nation, you name it, federal government wicked. The Federal Reserve System wicked. Been hearing that for 40 years now. Not one elected person ever tried to abolish this shit. So we know they on the take. If you did not try to abolish the Federal Reserve Bank or do some Glass-Steagall Act, see, that's what they missed. See, they took that Glass-Steagall Act that y'all better look up. That's when it happened. Roosevelt got the black folks to turn over to be Democrat back in them days based off the welfare system of socialism that they created. And they are created to this day. And it's worldwide. It's not just one people. It's worldwide. It ain't one. Now, I'm going to go back to 1933 for you. Just for a minute. I'm going to show you how you cannot possibly be paying attention to history. It's impossible. I mean, when people come out and tell you shit that's like right in your face, you know when it's a lie because it never manifests itself. It never materializes. It never shows any light of being for real. No fruition whatsoever. But when you see a person tell you something and everything he said is like laid out in perfect geometrical symmetry of perfection of the plan, you got to wonder, who's the dummy? If you can't comprehend this, and they don't care that you're the dummy. See, they don't care. You best to wake up real quick, because I'm going to show you. This was in 1933. I wasn't born yet. Those of you who were old enough to be around from 1933 and beyond, because after that, this when it all took place. You got to ask yourself some things. You know, how does this happen? Tell me how this happened. After you hear this, you be the judge. of how this could happen on our special 6.0 birthday party.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institutions. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
Smedley Butler tricked the plotters into thinking he was interested for just long enough until he was sure who all the major players were, and then he told the president. This put FDR in a quite impossible position. America at that time was just coming out of the Great Depression. The last thing he wanted was to cause another economic downturn, and he feared that if he scooped up all the leading bankers and captains of industry in the United States and threw them all in jail, the country just might fall apart. So what could he do? To Smedley Butler's utter incredulity, he chose, in the end, to do nothing. In spite of the fact that these men had committed treason and should have been hanged, their power was such that they were not even charged, let alone tried. And so great was their influence, they were able to keep America out of the war until December the 7th, 1941.
Out of the war. Well, those same people that escaped when General Smedley Butler, the most revered military, more than Patton, he had the men, but they formulated it now into FEMA. And now it would be changed into the IRS, which is three letters. Now, I didn't come up with this plan. This plan was already infiltrated, perpetrated, and placed into effect way before my birth. And here I am, 6.0 in, and we are seeing the effects of all this. So get ready, y'all. But when we come back, there's a lot more to talk about. We're going to be talking about the Center of Disease Control. Also, roughly 700. 82,900 people reported seeking medical attention in emergency rooms and hospitalization after the vaccination. Another 2.5 million reported needing to miss school, work, and other normal activities as the result of the event after the vaccination. Also, you need to know, we're going to be talking about the early stages of this dementia that's a plague on the people. Something ain't right with this. Something ain't right with this. Everybody's getting it. All ethnic groups. We'll be talking about that as well. So I hope y'all ready. But when we come back, we are going to get it on with all you out there. I've been looking forward to listening to all y'all. We're going to talk about some of this facts. Kanye West also. We're going to be talking about Coolio. Coolio's death came so strange. He was already did a podcast I heard the other night. Thanks all for the podcast. Oh, man. Thank y'all for all the information. This will keep me abreast of all. As we go through everything, just the real news. Y'all the real news. Understand that one. And so, Coolio died, 59 years old, after he did a podcast exposing the sex acts of the music industry. He actually said that evil was winning. Actually said it. Go look it for yourself. We'll be back with all that and a lot more, because this is only the start of the fire.
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy
in the ghetto.
Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
We be taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say always up to no good. So all of my fam can eat in the hood. We hungry. Ain't we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we ill with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it. That's where we get in that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The ghetto.
It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crackhead chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the prison elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it.
Oh, man. We talking about ghetto life. We back. We back. We are here. We will celebrate the 6.0 birthday party. We just turned into the Liberian house up in the celestial. Before we get it started, I'm going to get y'all all who don't know why we talk this way. Because a lot of probably a lot of new people. We gave a lot of talk up there. See, when you don't understand magic, it's not magic is bad. Magic is good. It has a lot of properties. But when you get a group of people with the black magic, and you don't tell the history of that with the real history, you got a lot of deceived people who don't know that the occult world is in all of this. All of it. So if you don't know that by now, you need to know. Now, the reason why I'm going to have to play this for all you first-timers, because when you talk about abortion rights, all that stuff like that, you know, embryos, you're talking your body parts. And you ain't asking for no restitution on that, though, but you want reparations, huh? You laughable. How you going to get reparations? You ain't getting no money off the body parts you selling. So why don't you think about if you're going to vote, women, because y'all going to be the number one voter. Black men are not the number one voters in the black community no more. Yeah. That's a shame. Women. Black women outdo the black man in education, pay, upper mobility, all because they've been told you might have to do certain things. That's why the sex game is still number one. But this is the part you don't get. You have already sold your babies. Because this party, for those of you who don't know who this is AOC in a meeting in Switzerland. The same land that gave all its citizens weapons to protect their borders.
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you really support a nuclear deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's a, no. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think, yeah, no, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years.
Now,
but
AOC, a Hispanic Latin woman who says she's Hispanic, but she's Jewish, Sephardic, we told you this, I didn't have to find it, it's right there in living color, I don't know why no one doesn't see this, tells you that they want you to eat the babies at a conference meeting she had in Europe. That means Europe must be about to go off the Izzy. Think about it. The queen is dead. Ding dong. I got to get that song. I meant to play that. I'll get something for that. Ding dong. The queen is dead. Now you got her son. Is he the holy son? Or is he the dark son? We're going to find out. With all you, we about to open up the Helios. Let your fire get ready, but make sure you understand. We got to ask y'all some questions. 9927, we're going to hit you up there. Get up on that one.
Oh, what's up? I'm sorry.
We put a lot in there. Yeah, we got the woman. don't be chewing on something. What you doing?
Love the Western, everyone.
There you go.
I hope everyone has an erected day.
Sure are. So what? Get hit on what you heard so far. We got the women.
Y'all
the ones running all this. Y'all the ones putting all this into the agenda. How do we handle this?
We gotta stop. We just gotta stop. I'm just saying, we all have to stop. We have to stop hurting each other. We have to stop following up after this illusion with this government shit. We all have to stop. When we stop harming each other, when we stop, now this, I'm being for real, because I see it. Once we stop, I don't want to hear nothing about anarchy and all that stuff. We have to literally stop complying to everything, paying bills, all supporting all this shit. All this shit is an illusion. Why I say that is because we bring every fucking lie, every illusion that they put out there to continuously have us enslaved by our souls. Because, see, you don't understand, your soul can be chained down through the spells and everything. That's what's going on. Once you realize that your soul is chained by all this illusion out here, the changing of money, all that shit is fake. This shit is fake. But everybody has to resurrect their mind to see it. I know that I'm in it, and I'm playing the illusion, the Ouija board game with them, because y'all didn't understand that the Ouija board was also the game of life. The Ouija board was also Monopoly. The
Ooh,
Ouija
yeah, Monopoly.
Board
goes yeah.
On.
Yeah, that was
now,
good game. You ain't lying.
Playing
good game.
The Ouija board called the Alkalist, or like the cafe you went to, where you put on the glasses and experience it real life, fighting zombies and everything, that's Ouija. That's all magic, okay? That's all to get your mind trapped. Now that your whole body, mind, and soul is trapped, then they got you. I mean, and when we discuss phones, hey, if that's what they want to do and don't want to resurrect, I got you on that. I know what you mean by that. But we have to eventually, hold on, baby. Hold on, I got you, baby. We have to stop but nobody's going to do that because they're too far into it. It's scary. It's scary. We're afraid. Fear still exists. I don't care. If I mention, stop working. Stop paying your bills. Don't do this today. If you don't do it, don't do it. Don't do this. Don't go out and pay nothing. Everybody stop. Don't even go build that bridge. Because what you're not realizing is you're building their heaven and you're being used as a slave to do what they want you to do. And they've been doing this shit for years, casting rituals, killing babies.
It's ancient. There's no way we can get around it.
Here's the thing. One more thing. Here's the thing. That what's that scripture in the Bible? I didn't read it so much. Where Abraham offers his son up.
Right.
As a sacrifice.
Yeah. As a sacrifice.
But then y'all turn around and say that's Satanism. So you now tell me, which one is it?
Sacrifice.
Let's go with that.
I'm just mute out and I'll bring you back in. Now, we just heard this party. Now, I know people do shit, but this is actually in the open. I mean, this is like, you know, some things in secret. They just came out and said, we're going to eat the babies. Climate change. They pushing this climate change. They're going to say the hurricane that just went through Florida. They're going to start saying it's climate. Now, y'all forgot all about HARP and shit. See what I'm saying? How y'all could forget with amnesia. I think dementia is forming everywhere because they have given us all the signs and we just act like we forgot them. Let's get it on. 6661.
Hey, my brother, what's going on?
Oh, man. We back in action, baby.
Happy solar return again.
Solar return
on your birth return, man. We gladly accept you back.
Yeah, man.
Oh man, it's Jack Bauer. It's Jack Bauer 5.0. And I thought about Brother Ray when the sister said we need to stop, you know. This is not our first time, this is not our second time. But you know, when I think about the bones, you know, we a special coup because everything that all the bones have talked about, man, we watched it go into action and we steady watching.
Yeah,
it's like the brothers say, bring your popcorn. And see, I thought about Brother Ray when the sisters say, you know, just stop. If everybody will be on one accord, and you know, we know the main part of that celestial book when you know he said, I made good and evil, so. You know, he made both sides in the end, you know, and
yeah.
Everybody's going to have
yeah.
to pick a side, you know,
the
in
coin,
the end.
Baby.
You know,
the
yeah, well, yeah, yeah. What side of the coin you could be on? You could be on the, yeah, you could be on the dark side or you could be on the light side. And like I say, Brother Ray always say, if we would just stop and we would just come together. Yeah, but see, you know, like I was going to that point of the book, of that celestial book, where he said, I made good and evil, you know, it's a good side and a bad side. All we have to do is stop. And brothers that have come on here and say, just let Babylon fail. And, you know, I always say Dracos is going to be in the mix regardless of each end. So, I mean, choose a side. Whether you're going to be in the meta or you're going to be outside of the meta. And
now,
see,
that's what
it's going to come down to.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be inside the meta or the matrix,
mm-hmm.
and who's
mm-hmm.
going to choose to live on the outside? Hey, welcome back, my brother.
But that's like just what you said. Choose you this day. I'm going to use your own Bible scriptures on y'all because it's magic. Y'all, choose you this day who you will serve, that on the other side of the flood. So obviously there's two sides to this coin, even throughout the whole Bible. You know, everything.
Absolutely. You gotta, when you flip, you got a heads and you got a tail.
Got a tail.
The head of knowledge and the asinine of that donkey. Yeah. These so-called zombies represent.
That's why Jesus wrote it through an ass as a symbol.
Exactly. Exactly.
Of intellect he would be dealing with. Wow. Okay, let's make it
absolutely.
Happen. Add any more before we go?
Oh, man. Hey, man, welcome back. Hey, we miss you.
Yeah, we're going to do this thing, boy. We all had a lot of encounters in this past
man,
two
years.
Happy 60th,
because, you know.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. 6.0, baby. We're the fourth quarter.
Hey,
you went
from the 50 Hall of Fame into the 60th glory, my brother. Let us know how I get in there.
Yeah, you almost there. Don't worry. All these cats died out here. I'm gonna tell you, Jeff is that Anubis at the door, the Tyler at the door, everybody at the door, man. With Jeff you start to tell. It is definitely looking serious. Let me keep it going. Put yourself on mute. Let me get some more out here. Let me go to 3364-888-8554. You coming up on the next. No, you hit the number one button if you want to get on this. Talking to all this stuff out here. Facts matters. They even using facts more on TV. I've been saying it for a long time. All of a sudden, everything. They even got people saying fact matter. I just say this is the talk where facts matters at. And guess what? That's what we're doing. We're talking about this stuff because unreal. How long we can keep watching decades and decades of the same matrix being repeated. Now, here's the bad side. It's Halloween, I got to give you the bad side, too. I'm about to bring y'all in, don't worry. Bad side is, you know, it is a game. How you playing this game is, are you taking care of your intelligence? Remember, all war is won through intelligentsia. You ain't winning no war without intelligentsia. That's impossible. So you can get that out your mind. So who is the intelligentsia? We're going to get into that later on because that party, I told you about, I don't care about, they both got evil in it, no doubt. But one superseding the other in the expediting of this evil. I mean, how much faster you want evil to come? You want to come at a pace that is unknowledgeable, or it's coming right now where you acknowledging it's evil, so that might make you think. Now, I told you the truth about hurricanes. You see everybody being nice? See, that disaster is going to unify Florida. Watch and see. Because we being hit, we are Palenza, we can be hit from two sides for sure. Most of y'all can only be hit by one. Some of y'all are going to got to get inland. We right, all this coastal city, so the harp machines come. Now, the storm is not like the storm don't happen. So I want to get this straight for y'all. They all got people sending money down here. It's a little bit different than it was during Andrew, where most shysters came in immediately and robbed people from their insurance money and all that stuff. That was the first one that had the big payout. That was the first big payout was Andrew. There's a big payout. Reason why I say that because this is paradise down here. This is the fruits of paradise is hurricanes. Now, unfortunately, that's how it works. So y'all better understand something. Where this money going to have to build up the infrastructure back? You better find out if it's destroying your area. See, because that's the one thing about good and evil. See, it sounds good, but the end results can produce evil. Pretty much, that's most to everybody in life. Let's keep it going. 3364, you on the Helios. About to get hotter.
Hey, Yehudu, my brother. Welcome to the Three Score Club, man. Three Score.
Three Score. I like that one,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir. There's a whole bunch of levers, man, that does shit, man. I love all these levers that doing shit, man. I mean, we stuck in, hey, like I say, what do you say, man? Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with the truth. This shit
there
fun to be alive, man.
I like that one, boy. That's a good one there. That's a good one there, boy.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yes, sir, right? Because I'm finna bust 3 stories 5, man, on Wednesday, man. And it was a full moon last night, man. This shit fun. And when you hit, when you hit 65, I'm finna sign up for every damn thing, man. All Medicare, UCare, WheelCare, every damn thing. So scared, I'm signing up. All, I ain't wait till I'm 3 score 7, man. 3 score 10, I'm finna get mine now, man.
Yeah, you better get it now, everybody. You been sending some deep stuff. Now, let's talk. Go ahead, talk. There's been so much stuff y'all been sending. I got one of y'all on that thread, which is my man right here. That brother, what you seeing the galactic?
You just
what
like
you
me,
the galactic doing?
Hey, bro, we just chilling, enjoying the show. Like you, me and you just alike, man. We go around on the be with the people, man, from C to C. Okay.
I like being with
people.
I mean,
we get out there, man.
Yeah,
yes,
like
sir. We get out there and see the truth for what it is, man. We ain't got to be alive, man.
No, you know doubt about it. Now you can elaborate on that hurricane because you from the same area. Now there was some activities down here, but man, it is a wonderful thing. I told you, good come out of them hurricanes, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, people become more closer. I hate to say it, calamity for some reason. In y'all Bibles, make people think that. So I don't know if the cosmic calamity that makes us go through this, so we can now to think different and start to realize that, you know, what we've been taught ain't all that true at all, and what we live in is more real than what we think it is. And it's good to have people that are of like mind for sure, because this is a spiritual battle. All of us on this line, and Wes, you've been with us for a long, long time, since Ngoni. And Antoinette back in the early, so you know. And Mr. Tall, all y'all out there that really need to keep this going. And man, y'all used to have some battles. I mean, it used to be some battles out there. Y'all don't even know. This internet was ruthless back in about eight, 9 years ago, boy. It was battling, and Wes was always in there. And like I say, man, your spirit is like everything. It's the cosmic maya, it's the cosmic balance, and that's why most of the Libras, we get along. We want to get along. Just don't tempt us with any foolishness, because we will respond. They had no doubt about that one either. But it's a strange world, man. Appreciate you being with us for this period of time, man. And keep it till we going. And I'll add some more, and let me let you go a little more. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yes, sir, man. For me, see, everybody right now is stuck in the sound, man. Okay? That's slow as this. You got sound, light, and thought. So now I don't move past them sound. I look at the light. But the fastest thing in the world is that travel at 224 billion miles a second, and that's that thought. Think. So people talk about stop. No, hell no. You got to keep moving. You got to think, man. Just think before you do something, man. About 5 times, like Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you got to think about 4 or 5 times before you make a move now, man. Cause that's the way it is. I'm in the speed of thought now, man. I'm paying.
So you got to like put yourself in the game where you got to think before you make these moves. Cause one wrong move, one impulsive
that's
move,
it.
Could be the wrong move.
That's right.
I feel you, really. I feel you. All right. Well, keep it. I got another parts coming on. Let me bring some more of y'all on there, because we're gonna keep this going till it stops. 8554. You know we gotta put you in the mix always, man. There you go.
Oh, you're funny, bro, man. I'm loving this. Peace up the West and everybody. I'm loving this. Let me tell you why. True story. Tell me why at the beginning of the week, when I love when Wes always talking about sound, light, sound, and energy and everything and vibrations. Something told me to start watching the James Bond movies. I've been watching them all week.
Mm.
And would you believe? This is like I said, this matches up with you with this whole vibration thing. This year, we're dealing with the 60 years of James Bond. His first movie with Dr. No appeared in 1962.
Damn, that's a good one, man. I felt that. So keep going.
I can't make this shit up,
bro.
Damn.
Go ahead. And that comes from
right,
a magician.
Exactly.
That comes from a magician called D. His name was something D, Dr. D. He made this movie on MSI, the Secret Service of Britain, just James Bond.
And then you mentioned the word intelligence, and then it kicked in, bro.
Yeah.
So Man, yeah. But let's continue now, since we're still talking about trannies and dykes and everything. So Jennifer Natalia Pritzker was born James Nicholas Pritzker, August 13, 1950. So she's an American investor, philanthropist, and a member of the Pritzker family. Pritzker retired as a lieutenant colonel from the Illinois National Guard back in 2001. Ironically, that's the same year Dr. Dre released his second Chronic album. Mm. Now, with that being said about the Pritzker family, you know that J.B. Pritzker, he's the governor of Illinois, and also the Pritzker family, they have a not-for-profit organization that's funding basically this whole transhumanism movement, basically switching the sexes, men to women, women to men, especially dealing with the children.
Right.
And
right.
The great-great-grandfather, Nicholas J. Pritzker, is from Ukraine. And right before Pritzker got into office, don't know where it came from, whatever, but the Baphomet statue magically appeared at the state capitol here in Springfield right before he got in office.
Yes, yes, the Baphomet, yes, 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 yes.
The Baphomet, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Bahamut.
So, man, so with this whole, the thing as far as the people worshiping the devil, whatever, there's just a part, it's a part of it, but here's the thing. I take the position of not taking position, not choosing a side. I prefer to sit back and be a watcher.
Mm-hmm.
I still do my research, studying everything. But my key thing is to be a nonviolent, non-participator of everything. But just sit back and just observe. That's all.
Now,
you know,
I like that.
Nobody
because that
you
that,
have
that,
to pick a side, you know,
right.
Get involved in this shit.
What is the watcher?
Now,
that's in the book of Ezekiel. So make sure we understand that when we get further into this. That's
right.
The watcher
and
is Ezekiel. Go ahead.
Right. And ironically, going back to Dr. Dre and that second Chronic album that was released in 2001, that was the first song on this album called The Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to that, especially with the remix with Jay-Z and Rakim. Now, Lori Lightfoot, just the other day that she approved a 20.5% increase for raises for the city treasurer office position and the city clerk, all of them ran by women. Now, the city of treasurer position is ran by the black woman, Melissa Conyers Urban, and the city clerk position is ran by Anna Valencia. She's Mexican or Hispanic, whatever. And now, the Cook County Board President here, that's basically Chicago and the outlying suburbs, whatever. She just implemented a universal basic income program where the residents of Cook County could give $500 a month, but it's a lot.
Right.
But now the key thing is with Pritzker and Lori Lightfoot and Perwinkle, they're all tied in with the University of Chicago. So this basically, this whole new Green Deal transhumanist agenda that we're dealing with, it has no color.
Correct.
It has no color.
It transcends.
It transcends colors. What I'm saying.
Yeah. Transcends all that. Yeah.
But the key point, what everybody was saying today, nobody said you have to be a participant in this shit. And it's sad to say, just like Jack Luck, for example, I went to the gym yesterday. I'm still black folks, men and women, working out in the gym with masks on. I go to different neighborhoods. I'm seeing Asian women, black women, if anything up here, I'm seeing more women, no matter what color they are, walking around in masks. I still see a few white males, whatever, wearing a mask. But the key thing is we always talk about, well, not all of us talking about what the white man is doing or what these devil worshippers are doing. But at the end of the day, nobody's telling you, putting a gun to your head, to wear the mask, take these shots. Or giving the shots to your kids because you're being a contributor to your own demise.
Now, that's what you just said with the demographics you just gave. I was in New York, different parts. New York is not hardly wearing masks the way they try to make people think they are. They're not. They're only in the hospitals and different other nursing facilities. Mm-hmm. But the most people is spots of them in different variables that I've witnessed, and even family members ain't even wearing masks no more. So obviously there's a lack of wanting them not wanting to wear a mask. But Terry, what my fear is, you can tell me what you see there, is like as soon as whatever political leader say something in response to this, they'll go along with it. That's what I'm saying. In the early, we said that the white women seem to go along with it, with this really gullible concept.
This mentality of going along with being what you're told with the political process, this has been happening before COVID up here.
Exactly.
I'm just going to be honest with y'all.
Right.
A lot of folks up here, especially black folks, they're going along to get along, to keep their jobs, to keep their status.
So
that's
whatever
all what they're doing.
So that's the status.
Right.
So let's go with that, because then, you know, we all on. I'm gonna take another phase to this and take it to the direction. We start out the women. Most of these women now are mayors. So we get some type of a simplistic idea of what we talk about. So you say, oh, they just talk about one mayor. No, Lori Lightfoot is in an onslaught of women mayors across this country, whose policies seem to be outrageous. I mean, I've seen a black. I'm not
making just mayors, like I said, county president, and we got one here, Cook County State's attorney, mm-hmm. who's connected with George Soros, a black woman.
Right. So all these black women got a hierarchy pimp that is named faced by George Soros. He's not the kingpin. He's the face, everybody. So when we say Soros,
right?
Yeah, they want us to see Soros. They want that's who they got us as the intelligentsia for them. Is Soros. So right now we got these people paying people in Chicago, in New York State, in California to actually put in policies that will create anarchy, which would create the purge. See, I hope y'all get where the scenario kind of gets you to go to. They want a bloodletting. This is a ritual, y'all, that's being
They want a civil war.
Right, which is a bloodletting. Anytime you have a civil war, it's a bloodletting. I mean that.
And that's
going to
be the next Captain America movie, by the way. Captain America: Civil War. Captain America: New World Order. I'm sorry.
New World Order. Okay. But all of them doing that because of Doctor Strange. They had the New World Order in that, and it was a very strange order in that one. So
the Illuminati. Right.
Yeah, there was the Illuminati. They even said it. So the Illuminati is not even a scared word, everybody. It's beyond that. Now, some of y'all on that thread was absolutely right. Timothy Hall, y'all better look at those areas of part of it. New York has a lot of history, y'all. I got everybody in line, and I'm going to start this program now to the next level. I'm only saying this because I ain't the originator. This is the only way you will know is you got to go a little deeper than what they want. It's like hidden treasure in your Bible. Got to keep digging. If God's what people tell you to stop at because that's where they stopped at, you don't keep stopping. Like brother, like I said, you don't keep stopping because somebody told you that's all it is. Really? Well, we found that when you heard that woman say that since it's Halloween, I'm about to scare the living shit out you this whole month. You have no idea what y'all.
And the new Halloween movie I think is coming out next week or the end of the month, and that's supposed to be the last Halloween movie.
Everything's the last. They bring it out to everybody for Tales from the Crypt to play these acting parts. But I told you, I ain't making this up. I ain't even that bright. I'm Libra. We ruled by Venus. That's a moon system. That's why they always say men from Earth, women are from Venus, Mars, and all that bullshit. Here's the real reason. The facts show that the Eden of kids all came from the first book in your Bibles. Yeah, I know y'all say Genesis, but it is Genesis. The genes of Isis. Listen to what they said would happen in the last days.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve, who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that, before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence. Therefore, she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she...
right there, y'all, is y'all war. It is rejected by who? Catholics. And Protestants, which would create Anglo, white, Saxon, Protestants. White, Anglo, Saxon, Protestants is the war. Told you right there. We've been telling you that that was the war. That is the war. Same war that seemed to be in that Purge movie for some strange reason. Now, I don't know what evangelical worlds are seen. But I do know it just said Lilith went into children killing. Now, what more should we tell you? It is now time for Tales from the Crypt. Y'all gonna get it. I told y'all I was gonna get y'all this way. Oh my goodness.
The monster.
You will see, yeah, you're going to see tales of, you know, everything. Lilith is in everything. Lily Monster. The Lilith Festival. Remember the Lilith Festival with Joan Baez and Tracy Chapman by Madonna now? Lilith Fair. Wait till you see what is about to take place. It is unbelievable. I love this stuff. Anyway, okay. Let's get back to normal. Now, see, the woman baby killers are in every nation. Every nation. The most deadliest one, more deadly than all of them, is this woman right here. I didn't say it. They the one who dragged. I'm not that bright.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. We have hit a wall when it comes to vaccinations in this country. We're just not going to get even we're close to the vaccine levels that we need in order to prevent another surge of coronavirus and the development of new mutations and new variants over time. Really, what we need to do is to make a decision as a society. I mean, we have laws, for example, against drunk driving. You can drink in your home or in private if you would like. But we have a law saying that if you want to get behind a wheel where you could potentially endanger other people, then that's not allowed. That's against the standards of conduct in our society. I think at some point we need to make a similar decision about the vaccine. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose. But if you want to be in public and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there is an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, et cetera, either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people, or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
This is Lena Wen. This sister here is from China. She is not even, you know, she went to autumn school, we named Harvard and all that. See, this is like some type of, think about what she said. Now, that was back then. They have retracted on a lot of this now. They saying, because they want to get elected. See, this is how you know what party is actually shady, and it's right in your face. But you don't see it that way. It's very strange. I mean, I could see how I would look at things if I was in power. Many of you better start thinking about you being in power. Do you want everybody to overcome you? Do you want everybody to make more money in the community that you pay taxes in called a zip code? I don't even think you know what a zip code means at all, really. Because if you knew what a zip code means, that means your tax base is at a level where it can sustain the needs and necessities that will help a community grow. Bad tax base has shit, and they turn to the state as what my man always says, as welfare or serfdom recipients. This is still exists. See, Robin Hood is real. See, Robin Hood was a movie just made by, I think, the man played in the gentleman and Jamie Foxx. They did a rendition of it, more, you know, a little bit more elaborate with effects, but nonetheless, you know, the wealthy will rebel against itself. The snake eats its tail. That's why October is really number 8. It is a magic birth date. If you didn't know that, it's no. October is not 10. It's 8. They changed us. That's why I used to bring Patasik on here, because that fact's a fact. They changed the date.
Infinity.
We are infinity. Yeah, yeah. And we, that's why I used to do the calendar. But the only thing with the calendar, we don't like to talk about our fall from Earth, which is an angel book you've been reading for how many years, everybody? Says they fell from heaven. But you reading it as what? I'm trying to figure out how are y'all reading this. It's because Ukraine is in the Bible. Magog and Gog. Y'all heard these scriptures how many
times? Ukraine is in Illinois, the state capital.
Yeah. Ukraine. They all over the place. Frankenstein all over the place. Now, these stories are real. I just told you. You just heard these women say everything these women are talking about in power is locked down. Like when you was from in birth, they had you locked down. They want you locked down in a new embryo. They have created a new embryo. Y'all been talking about fake earth, fake sun, and all that shit. The way they're creating with all that. A new embryo. And y'all been warned. You've been warned. So you can't cry out no more. You know that script about the rocks cried out and shit? Ain't going to be no crying out. Because y'all just all said yourselves on here, you either sign up for it, heads or tail. Is that what you said? Now, I'm going to let Malcolm, I'm going to let the dead people talk to you before Halloween. See, Malcolm, he tried to warn you too. Yeah, he did. But y'all don't like listening to them no more because y'all got a certain way of listening to them. It got to be through the civil rights ideology. Oh, no, you can't listen to them without that. But he gave you a heads and tails in here. Now, after we talk, after you hear Malcolm's heads and tails, you tell me which one Malcolm said he'd rather deal with. Let me see. Right here. We're going to play this. I'm going to ask all y'all. Which one is it?
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a Southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. From the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Now, at that time, New York had the big boys, Charles Rangel, Clayton Adam Powell, all the big boys. Now, go do the research. Didn't take me long. I'm from this. All I see was Margaret Springer goes to Abyssinia Baptist Church for the first speech on Planned Parenthood and how to kill black babies. Now y'all tell me.
Hey, can I speak on that?
I'd like to speak next after you.
Okay, after you.
No problem, sister. Good morning. I'm just gonna say this real quick. This goes back to what I said earlier. Be careful about choosing sides because I missed something when I gave y'all a little synopsis about Jennifer Pritzker, Pritzker's tranny cousin. He's a Republican, Jennifer Pritzker, or she's whatever the fuck she is. The cousin is a Democrat. So when it comes to pushing this transhumanist agenda, it doesn't matter what party you're in. Republicans are in this shit too.
Yeah.
And people need to know that.
He said they was a Dixiecrat. Now, that's why I tell y'all, this is where the shift at. When you go back to where I want my people to realize that Civil War y'all talking about, you rarely have it because of what was the precursor to that Civil War. At the time where all these black people claimed to be powerful, remember, every HBCU was given over by slave and millionaire people. This is a fact. I ain't making this up. Wilberforce was the one that claimed to stop slavery on the high seas. This is financed. So you're absolutely correct. But the thing we're dealing with is people who have been highly financed that had the propaganda machine that our children all went to, family members went to, people who really look up to these prestigious places and find out that...
And don't leave out Hampton University and Samuel J. Armstrong, military intelligence officer.
Yes. Yeah, all that. All that in those schools that was actually part of the intelligentsia of America, which I told y'all, like you said earlier, brother, the watchers. See, the watchers in the book of Ezekiel. You want to be a watcher. Because since one who watches, now being a watcher, look at the word though. It be one who have comprehension and discernment. I mean, you must look up and look up all aspects of the situation. Like Brother with us say, don't make one but two, and realize what's the best outcome for your ass. Now, some of us fall short of this based on the fact that our intelligentsia is not up to par because we've been given false information. Now, he just said Prisker and all that, factual. You got to realize, I went yesterday on memory road for y'all gave me so many thought patterns. I said, damn, I just looked at images. I just punched in images, man. I said, man, when I see how many people were together with some of the most high level, Sammy Davis was with the high Wiccan priesthood in Las Vegas, going to church with them, Anthony Devine and them, doing satanic rituals and shit. I went with them, all the celebrities in satanic rituals, just to look it up. Man, let me tell you something. You're right. It's uncomprehensible to say which party, but if this was to be said on what we're seeing, the party of these leaders, including Marcus Garvey, I got Marcus Garvey saying the same thing. I'm going to play that for all you coming up with these Marcus Garvey lovers, y'all everywhere. Marcus Garvey said he'd rather be with the Republican because he knew their ways. He knew what they was going to do over that which was considered a liberal or conservative. Now, these ideologies is what's permeating our psyche today. They gave us two. That's why I said, y'all said yourself, flip the coin. I can't tell you how to flip. All I can say is they gave you two. It may be other concepts, but two is what everybody, yin and yang, what they pump down your throat through China and everything. So you see China.
One party will call you a nigga in your face, and the other one to call you a nigga behind your back.
There you go. Okay. Sister, you next. Go ahead. You next, sister.
Yes. I love that. I love that video. I play it all the time. When I put it on Facebook, they'll say to me that that's not a part of the community. So that's how I really don't express myself on Facebook because the freedom of speech is eliminated.
It's gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Yeah.
So what I love about that right there is what he was talking about is going on right now. We have a President Biden who is a segregationist by nature. Anybody can go back and look. He did not want black and white kids to go to school. His mentor was a KKK. He spoke at him and Hillary cried. Okay? So, right now, all black folks, like what's going on in his time, rallying around his Democrats. Everybody who listened to that video, he didn't say nothing about Republicans. He was specifically talking about Democrats. And he said, you're a chump to your race because you're voting for a party because they had already put them in at that time. They was in there for 4 years. See, before this situation happened, the black party was 100% Republican, including Martin Luther King, okay, during this era. And when they put them in office, nothing happened for the black community. The civil rights movement was not for the black people. There was for, now we see, everything he was saying is right. The civil rights movement is for white people, foreigners, every damn body except for black people. That's why Martin Luther King said, my dream became a nightmare. And then the black people get around this, the Black Voting Rights Act. It didn't pass then. The Republicans been passed the Voting Rights Act. That was a fake-ass, another bill. What it was saying the states can't make you take a test to vote. Well, they wasn't taking a test to vote. Just like everything that they're doing right now, it's always twisted. So black people, I'm not sitting here saying I like Republicans because I can tell you a whole lot of them that are in disguise. They're not true Republicans. Now, back in the 50s and 60s and the 70s, you know what I mean? So what Democrats masterfully did was they took the Republicans and said, you know what? Those people back then truly believe was patriotic. They love the country, protect the country. They love opportunities. You can be all you can be because that era put a black person in power. So as a Congress, as a House.
Yeah.
What is Nancy Pelosi's title? What's the title?
Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. 10 years after slavery, Republicans put a black Speaker of the House there. So back then, they were strictly for whatever you can do, achieve.
Now,
you're looking at race. The Democrat Party
you,
was always met, that party.
Hold on. You're saying so good. Let me just connect that thing, what you said. Now, when he said Dixiecrat, the Dixiecrat was what you just said, that they were the ones that usurped into a new, that party, which was the Democrat, because the Democratic Party always said they was for whites, and they said the Republican Party, they got a whole bunch of pictures showing the Negro Party was Republican, and the white party was Democrat. They've been showing that since the days of the Civil War stuff. So let's just take that as the premise where we're going to go, so everybody get the same idea that we ain't saying pink, but we just look at history. What was this party that black folks went into, even though they was mixed mulattoes, all of them had some white privilege based on just looking at the history of all of them, either mulatto, because your mama back in them days, you're supposed to be what the daddy was, but they made what the mama was. They switched it with a Latin word. I can't think of the law, but we did a show on it. So if the woman's womb creates a slave, that's where this woman's suffrage come in, right? We put the woman as a slave. So do you think that the Republican Party made a deal? I got the pictures. I'll show it. I'm glad you brought that up so we can get this out once and for all. The parties made a deal. It's well documented. The white plantation owners were so mad, but the whites up in the north was just as ruthless. They was just as in tune to the slave game, because Virginia, all those areas, y'all, Virginia made a killing out of just doing slavery because they had no crop shit going on for a minute. Just look it all up. It's in their own history books. They got all, they tell you themselves what they did. It's not a law. It's not nothing here no more. Nothing here. So when we find this out, we say, well, damn, how come we can't get nothing from them? Because most of the blacks that's in power with them at the time that was, when they switched over, these families were interbred through sex and marriage. That's a fact. So we acting like black, that's what I tried to show y'all earlier, white women been having sex with black men from the very beginning. Ain't no change in this game. It's the same game. And all they doing is using y'all women, which is you on the line, all y'all listening on the line, to create this war with the sexes, which can permeate to all aspects of our life. Because basically, y'all got the babies. If y'all talking about having the uterus, and I'm only saying it because the party that I see promoting it the most is the Democratic Party. I'm looking at the baby eaters, y'all. Those who tell me they want to eat some babies, I got to look at that a little bit with some goddamn. And I don't see that from the black community. As much as y'all heard this, people have heard this tape.
They putting the fecal matter in the food, though, so who's really eating the babies?
Right. We all might be eating the baby because we just had, thank y'all for that, because y'all gave us that.
Yes,
the compost. California has allowed humans' remains to be now used as compost in California. This soil in green,
so now
man,
they're doing it openly.
They do. Yeah, it's open. They said openly, the law will say they're going to pass a law, and then some other states going to follow, that human remains, and we should say this jokingly, man, I go back home to see the same funeral home in a cemetery since I was a kid, still got people in them, and it's fenced off. How the hell you can take all these bodies? That should be your first wake-up call.
And that's why they want these little kids to get transgender at such a young age. And you have to look at the party that's in place that wants these kind of policies. These are the Democrats. These are Democrats.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying Republicans. Let's go with that, because this is where the people, the debate gets, because our people.
Right, get confused.
The Republic is in, the name of the Republic is being indigenous. I remember these treaties. Y'all acting like they don't exist. That's why I know you can't be too bright in history, because these treaties still going on. So when they let them in, the indigenous people, somebody had to be an emissary. Y'all don't want to deal with that, though. See, y'all just think somebody just jumped on in and shit, danced their way and shot up some people. Man, it don't work like that, man. Don't work like that, man. They send the emissaries first to do the contractual agreement for trade. And y'all want to leave these people out because y'all been fairy tale history. See, once you get to those people, The game changed.
Playing the victim. Everything was taken from us and stolen from us.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about the other part of that.
Yeah, we want to talk about
see,
the
you know
arbitration.
What, my brother?
Go ahead.
The victimism is what the Democrats puts on our black people.
Right.
What I was trying to say earlier. So the Republican. So let me just say this right here. I don't want people to think I'm 100% behind the Republican Party.
You.
No,
you
I'm not. Because
you're making a point.
Right. What happened with the Republican Party is the Democrats outsmarted and they said, we can't turn these people into non-American lawmakers, so we're going to bring the Democrats and then we're going to put them in the Republican Party. That's why they call them rhinos. Okay? So that's that's why our country has...
But that rhino era that you're going with, I want you to make it clear, that's always been succeeded in it because when they made the agreement, when the plantation's owners of the South brought in the Jim Crow and the federal, see, Lincoln and all them was supposed to send in federal troops when they was going to supersede the civil rights. When they made the agreement, it's a handshake they made. You got a picture, y'all better look up. The Union soldier.
It's on the nickel.
And the Confederate soldier, they doing a handshake together. So that lets you know. Agreement was made, and that's when they said the Dixiecrats moved into that Democratic Party, and then later on they used FDR everybody because they made an agreement they were going to turn the blacks to go straight into the Democratic Party, which would have been the most treacherous, unbelievable. Yeah, that was that New Deal.
And that's what they did.
Now y'all heard us say this before. Him and we showed you Jet Magazine. Jet Magazine was showing us back in the day. She said Mary Bethune-Cookman went up to FDR at a secret meeting, came out, and that was the agenda for black folks. Now, y'all tell me how that works. Now, I could go further into how this going to go, but we're going to get deep. We got a lot of programs to go. I just want to jump on some more topics that need to be looked at. I told y'all better look at the doctors in Canada released the report. The CDC also saying that they, made some mistakes. Dr. Fauci now, they backpedaling. They starting to say things that don't make no more sense, that should make no more sense to y'all. If y'all not comprehending, I don't know what to tell you. Might have dementia. So, you might have dementia. Starts with a D. So you might have dementia because there's obviously some forgetful shit going on. Now, we know that when she said earlier the Rhino family would be the Bush family. The Bush family are German Nazis. Now that's their own repertoire, not me telling on them. They got a whole history. You go look it up. I mean, for us to even think that now is now kind of scary that this man, the president, who was a Republican, and I'm starting to tell y'all some stuff that y'all should already know. We ain't giving
hell, him
no reason about Fox. Yeah. And Rupert Murdoch under Reagan. See, I give the facts. Rupert Murdoch would never be this powerful if it wasn't for President Reagan giving him the power to have these television and satellite and newspapers being brought over from a foreign entity, which was England, Australia, which is a European crown. You heard, it's a European crown colony. So they had Rupert Murdoch. They gave him citizenship under Reagan. Now, I want y'all to know something. Now, Reagan was Hollywood. They in both parties. They're in both parties. No doubt about that. I got no problem with that. Reagan, Nixon, Republican, doing Bordergate and shit. They had already deemed black folks going into ghettos of making it because they had to keep that handshake they made from that Civil War. But now, the Civil War ain't really about blacks again like we be thinking it was before. It was about industry. You keep thinking it's about being black. How can it be about being
that's
black?
That's right. It was about that money, man.
Yeah.
It was about that money.
Yeah.
That's why Lincoln got killed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You already
got killed because he didn't want to get that Rothschild. He didn't want to let that Rothschild banking system. That's why Lincoln got killed. So black people might as well stop this party and bullshit and party and bullshit.
Right.
Kennedy too.
Yep. Now, I told people, independent. Now, you're going to have to participate because you're in the participation game. Now, this is what I tell people. If you're going to do what we're talking and everybody talking, The thing is so dubious that you're going to be infiltrated into it that before you know it, it's done. So the thing with us is, how do we prepare for what's coming? Because it's coming. Even all ethnic groups talk to me on every level says the same thing. Man, it's going to get bad because, again, we becoming the new get rid of. Our dates is over. We expiring. It's
and
like
adaptable.
A Yeah, I'm not saying that's what they're thinking. I want y'all to understand. I'll let you talk. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm giving you what the opponent is saying right in our face. And we just seem not to perceive what this is happening. What you going to say?
Yeah, I was just saying, like black people, I think we're easily to be adapted. Whatever the media and our politicians tell us, we adapt to. We don't fight it. We just say that, well, what about the other side? The other side is this. Like, when you give all the faults of everything that's going on in our country right now, we went from sugar to shit. No one can dispute that. Under Trump leadership, we were doing fine. Now we're not doing fine. So then you say, well, what about
hold on. I don't want people to take that 4 years that Trump did, because I'm gonna tell you something. I'm putting him in the equation too, because remember they always hanging. Remember we put pictures out there of him and Hillary was cool. He gave money to them. I don't know how cool they could have possibly be. That's what makes it seem like it's wrestling. My man say all the time we talk with. He say it's wrestling, man. These are like fake enemies. Now I'm gonna go there. Hold on, I'm going to go there, but I want to put something up because I want y'all to hit this nerve with all y'all. Now, y'all talked about these Democrat presidents, talked about the Republican president, but here's one who told all our parents to their face, this one right here, and y'all tell me what party he was with, and you see what happened to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have...
Now, that's why I tell you,
the most important word he said was scripted, man. Scripted. Yeah. Did y'all hear what he said? Scripted. It's scripted, yeah. Man. Scripted. Didn't play, man.
Yeah. He said...
Influencing.
He also said that they everything they do is concealed or covered. So when you hear about people dying from the COVID and people who ain't abreast with what's going on, you sound crazy to them. This is your shield of armor today to be able to beat their son.
You're called a conspiracy theorist.
Right. You heard what he said. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a president saying conspiracy. A president says conspiracy. But it ain't no problem with
that. Well, I told y'all before about conspiracy, man. We all him conspiracy. My mom and daddy had a conspiracy to fuck to make me, man. Okay? So I had a conspiracy.
Man.
Conspire.
Hey, I think that makes that's a lot of sense there, dude, because we were conspiring back then. We had a... Yes, you're right about that. Oh, my goodness. That's right. This is the 6.0 party, y'all. We about to get it on. We are here on the heels with almost the top of the hour. But hold on. For top of the hour, all of you on the line, if you can get on the internet, jump on. That's 515-605-9343. Those of you, we all have some great show. Antoinette, much love to you. She's been doing her thing. Feeling better under the weather, baby. Get it on so we get you back in here. Brother Eddie, keep it going, please. Help us out. All you, Brother Ray, I talked to you earlier today. We're going to keep it what you talked about, because we said, I don't think when we say stop motion, but then let me ask y'all, is there a stop in time where we days out and snap back? I don't know. It seems like, it happens to me a lot. You can wake up out of something and say, hey, what the hell? But this time travel that they're about to introduce that's already been out, it's been concealed by these moguls, these people that I heard played earlier that said they robbed us in 1933 when they did it under Smuttley. These families is even bigger. We only talking about the Western Hemisphere. I'm going to go this whole month showing you the vampires are all over the earth. All over the earth. You have no idea what people in all nations are doing. You don't know the commerce of sex trade, obviously. If you think that these people are sending migrants across the country, y'all, think about what's happening, y'all. Think about if your child was missing right now. Put yourself in that matrix of mind. I want to make a game out of that. Because after I went to that virtual reality up in New York City, oh, my goodness, Fifth Dimension, love y'all. That's a hell of a place, Fifth Dimension. Y'all up there in New York, go to Fifth Dimension. Unbelievable. It can make you be in another world. Just think if they got people already in the other world by the vaccination and 5G. We got confirmation from my boys up in New York. 5G is already being administered. It's way lower. It's almost at head level in some of these cities. Y'all don't realize the old used to be up. This is at your head level. So it can cause people, what we're seeing is this paralysis thing where the graphite in the body hardens up. For what they showing. Now, I sent it out to some of y'all. I hope y'all looked at it. I don't know for sure exactly.
But think about it. All these athletes are having these heart attacks and passing out and seizures. The running backs coaching University of Michigan had a seizure during the game. They had to get them out of there and take them to the hospital yesterday.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. Now, the thing is, I want to make sure everybody understands, so we put out there, these are people that I don't know. Most of the ones I've seen said they were vaccinated that had these issues. I don't know about these present ones, but if he has been vaccinated, because I don't know how lax the NAA is, college, any programs are making athletes get it. I'm not sure about all that. If somebody can confirm that, that'd be nice to see. If I don't know if they said you got to have a COVID vaccine play on our program.
Well,
I know it's
here
not.
At the University of Illinois, you got to be vaccinated just to go to school.
Okay,
so they still have vaccine mandate in the colleges.
Okay, so the vaccine. Okay, so y'all got y'all. I can stay here in Florida, my part of Florida, and there's nothing like that right now. There's no, you got to get vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have that yet. So I'm just asking those of you to see the differences in these states. That's why each state is a country, y'all. That's why it's called United States. Each state is its own corporation. And the only time the federal government was supposed to come into effect is to use the federal money that's all gifted by all states for a tribute for help in a time of need. That means for protection help. It's almost like a paid mercenary group. If you understand, if you understand how this works, we're paying the United States government as a mercenary group, even all of us, every one of you, to live the way we are today. So don't fool yourself. The way you live today is based off you giving tribute. To have a force, but now you have been infiltrated like what? The Trojan horse. They're coming up the ass, right at the booty of the United States. And now that we got them coming in, we have now participated now in them harvesting children around this country because of your inactivity, because the party that said they were sanctuary cities showed you themselves. See, this is where policy comes in effect. If your state made you a sanctuary city and you live in it, I don't give a damn if you ain't vote. You just going to be still a sanctuary city to me. I don't care if you don't vote. That
unless you move.
There you go. That's the alternative. That's why I say either you're going to flee or
and that's happening. I'm in a sanctuary state. That's happening. People are leaving here. Guess where they're leaving? They're going to Arizona, and they're going down into y'all.
Right.
Now, guess what? They come everywhere. All of these states is about to be sanctuary states. So while y'all running to state to state, you're going to be running state to state, seeing all that same shit. I don't know how to deal with this shit. There ain't no reason to run no more.
That's a hard statement to make because I'm going to just say
That's adaptability.
You adapt.
You want to adapt to these people coming in and not stop them?
Right. So my thing is, if you adapted, let's go with that.
Don't vote those Democrats in. They don't want to bring them.
I don't mean stop
your frequency, stop yourself from being on a higher plane. But to just stop for a minute and look and see what's going on. Everything you have said on this today was you said they cast a spell, they're doing this, the rituals, the bloodletting, all of that. Well, if they're doing all of that, we're illuminating it. So we might as well call ourselves the Illuminati because we're illuminating everything that they say, everything that they do.
Now you're rolling. Now, hold on. You just said it. Why do you think they're letting the word come out more and more? The word Illuminati used to never be heard. Now, over a period of 10 to 15 years, you can see it on the History Channel. You can see it on this. You can see it on that.
They put it in the last Marvel movie.
Right. So that lets you know it's just an infant word. It's an infant word to the high. They just saying that you are Illuminati because you are illuminating what you just said, the energy that it takes to keep this thing going. So if that's the case, let's go with the system of why women today are want to kill the baby, because the biggest political agenda that I see this party going toward is women's rights. I said, damn, they actually going through what? I mean, it's like they give it to you. If this was a comic book, y'all be really in tune to how this is actually looking like one. It's the same group. Women is in every level of politics. I'm saying to myself,
let's stop a little bit, man. Hey.
This is the first three letters
of Illuminati is ill, sick, means sick. I-L-L means ill, sick. So I'm illuminated. I ain't illuminated. I'm illuminated. I go by illuminated.
Nas' first album was Illmatic.
Illmatic. Right, because you ill.
And we sick with the music. The music. That sound. Fucking everybody, y'all.
That's where y'all going with this. We got Coolio. We got Kanye. Let's take this concept. Now, one, Bodacious, he brought in Candace. You got one from our era, he Hall of Famer for us. I mean, some song. Everybody didn't like all his music, but he was a Hall of Famer to most of the people out there listening to it. So to me. He made movies. He did it. He come out saying that music, he pretty much, if y'all look at that, what y'all said, he said the music scene was evil. And he didn't want to go talk. He had some issues with his family. And when things stopped, he said it. So I'm thinking to myself, wow. So here's how I look at it for him. I have to say nothing, but man, you can see how this contract works. I just told
you. But the key thing, you know, he died on the 46-year anniversary of Stevie Wonder's release album, Songs in the Key of Life. Pastime Paradise was a song on that album, and Coolio remade it into Gangsta Paradise.
That wasn't
no accident,
sure,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Gangsta Paradise, ooh, yes it was. Yes it was. Yeah, yeah. Now,
I watched some of it. It was very good. I thought it was a lot for him.
Yeah, I seen it. I was gonna go there with that. With y'all with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of y'all seen? I don't know, but let's go with the Coolio too for a minute. Now that one y'all sent, I like that music how it went. It went really, really, really good what he was saying to the people. But my concept of that was, he said he made this deal, but they took him to certain places. He didn't want to do it. That's when the trouble came. So I said, I felt he had a moral fiber, He said, no, I can't do with that. Yeah. And I think he took a stand, but he felt something. I don't know what he felt to tell all that when he told recently to the people, but it was a good interview.
He even threw Donald
Trump.
Well, this facts matter. What's his name? You didn't like him either. Donald Trump's son-in-law.
Oh, I didn't like him. Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about Kirsten, but I know two people that know Kirsten.
Yeah, Kirsten.
Hold on. He said two people know two. Sean Caddy got a picture.
Yeah,
Sean Caddy. Your phone going low. Is that me or you? I don't know.
I know people, man. Information people be telling me stuff, man. I don't know, but I hope they call in and talk about it, man, because I don't know, man. This part to be in the mix, man. I love y'all.
Well, Sean, Sean Caddy was when I seen his pictures, I said, but Sean Caddy been with a lot of people, man. Love that brother. That brother's another. I don't, always doing what he going to do. I like that. He taking initiative to do what he's going to do. Now, we're at the top of the hour, everybody. I don't know if you're going to get kicked off. Brother D, can you get back in? I don't know. I see you fell off. I don't know. Can you get back in or not? I ain't touch nobody's mic. I just try to keep everything flowing what I want to play for y'all. But I do want to have a little fun about this, though, because it is worth laughing at. That's another thing. Never stop your joy either. Never let this energy make you stop having yourself joy. Because if you do, you'll fall prey so quick to this bullshit. And that's the beauty of why I like this program. I don't want us to say, you should feel glorified the fact that you can have eyes and see and have ears that can hear. Because ain't many. It is truly a remnant that has to go through a lot of processes just to see what you're seeing right now. I mean, just to see that how able to understand how this is rolling is definitely a brilliant thing for those of you on this line that are able to see that. Like I said before we get to the top of the hour, also Rupert Murdoch, everybody, like I told you earlier, Fox News. When you see Rupert Murdoch, how he had controlled Fox News, it was from that old school concept that, how did they get in here? They even made him get his citizenship so he can get even more control, because Fox News was new to the show. So there you go. Left wing, right wing, I'm sure they're in it. Sean Hannity, all them. I remember they had a whole bunch of people who have left, created their own thing. Yeah, from Fox, that did not agree with Fox, and then we did their own thing. I can't think of his name, where the boy used to wear the glasses, but he still do his thing on the Blaze TV. And I want people to know this. Now, black folks in all the parts of the country, I hope you listening, Chief Warhorse, all y'all, your area is something that you have to realize that we are not understanding much of because of the fact that the correspondence we get from y'all is mainly coast, but we don't know who's taking over y'all state. At least we got no Chicago. Y'all get the feel. Some states we have no idea if it's a good place to go or not. Because if people are being dropped off in your areas at a high level, what y'all think gonna happen to y'all tax base? Can anybody know? I mean, what do you think if that drop off a whole bunch of people?
Oh, the taxes gonna go up.
Yeah, correct. That's just common sense. So even if you don't agree, don't vote. It don't bother me that y'all don't do this. You're still recipients of the Matrix. No way you're getting out the Matrix. This is impossible. That's why they had a city called Zion. That's why they had a city called Zion to escape to. That's a metaphor of your own mind,
right?
Where you can escape to, because Zion was in the Matrix. That's your. It fought back when necessary and went back to Zion when necessary. So this is where you at in your own head. But let's go further because we at 12 o'clock. I told you we're gonna have some fun out here today because it's all this. New York is a beautiful place, and black folks everywhere, everybody's everywhere. Caribbean's there. You got everybody there. Question is, how bright are they? I know we claim to be all this, that. But how bright is New York really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got some hell of a leaders up there. Now, I'm gonna give you what they gave. This came out of New York. I was up there enough to get one of their programs. I said, oh shit, this gonna be fun day. They in Harlem, New York, asking them political questions. I want y'all to hear me, Harlem. I really do. And it's based off this program because I didn't put it together. So I said, oh, man, worked out perfect. Y'all said it's about, forget about, just look at words. Y'all, just take a words. Words got a lot of power. Y'all say spell words. Y'all tell me what words are the most evil ones that you hear these people. These people are going to tell you themselves, but this is going to be fun, eh? And I want to have a little fun day because guess what? If you don't laugh at this political system here, boy, it's going to be funny as hell in a little while. You thought it was funny. It's about to get hilarious. So I'm going to take a little time for us to laugh. This is New York City just recently. Guy goes, got a program where he goes into Harlem and ask people political questions. Y'all got to hear this.
Really? Wow.
I'm Amy Horowitz, and Democrats will have you believe that President Trump is a raging racist and Joe Biden is a champion of the black community. Well, I'm here in Harlem to find out by playing America's favorite game. Is this racist?
So I hit the streets to find some Biden-supporting Democrats to play the game. Let's go.
Okay, the game is this. I'm going to give you a quote, and you're going to tell me how racist that quote is from 10 being most racist, 1 being least racist.
I've been around. I went to all white high schools. So I'm ready to do it.
Referring to Barack Obama, he said, first mainstream African-American who is bright, articulate, and clean. How racist.
10.
Who is bright, articulate, and clean.
Yeah, that's up there. That's like got to be like a 10, a 9, yeah. Because it's like you're implying that most black people, most African-Americans aren't that way.
That was just like, moderately. It's kind of racist. I would say probably 9. Just because somebody is articulate and clean and they happen to be black, you know, that's not a reason to say it like that. So, you know, I would say that on a scale.
On the racist ometer.
8.
That was a 7.
A 7.
Yeah.
So still racist.
That's still
yeah.
Racist.
But not crazy racist.
Yeah, not crazy. Like, nah, dude.
Right.
Like, say, that's like a
9. That's a 9.
That's a 9.
They said, if you don't vote for me talking about black people, then you ain't black.
You don't vote for me, you're not black. I'm going to say that one, definitely not as high as the other one.
Okay.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
But I would say that's like a 6.7.
A 6.7.
6.5.
6.5. I like that. I like the accuracy on that.
Yeah.
The exactitude.
Okay. And for someone to imply that is a bit like, who are you to tell me if I'm black or not? So yeah, I'd say that's about a 10.
I'm going to give that an
8.
That's just a dumbass comment.
Referring to inner city busing, bringing black people to white schools, he said that would create a racial jungle. I don't want my kids going to a racial jungle. How racist is that?
That's a 9.
By doing that, you're creating racial jungles. And I don't want my children going to race. That's a 10.
That's a 10.
Spot, off the bat.
I was bust. I understand that. That's a 10.
Straight up.
Straight up. I would say 10.
That's a reader racist score.
Yeah.
I would
say 10 too.
10.
That's a 10.
Why would you say something like that? That's like pretty much saying that's a 10.
If you had a 20, it would be a 20.
That was as racist as you can get.
That's racism in a book. Like, if you want to be racist, you got to say that line.
Like, who said that?
You know, I would just say the N-word.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
In referring to inner city Baltimore, he said it's a rat-infested hellhole.
It is a 2.
That's 100% true. It is.
So not a racist statement.
Not a racist statement at all.
It's like you're born.
You're living in poverty and your schools are no good. Is that a racist statement?
No. Not whatsoever.
I would say probably 1.
Maybe 3.
That's true. See, these are facts. So you can't put in a racist category because he's stating something that's really basically facts.
Our inner cities are a disaster. Is that a racist statement?
No. But it's not racist. I would say probably 2.
Been like that forever.
Okay.
I don't feel it's a racist statement. Okay. It is something that's real that needs to be changed.
I can't play no more. That was a show in Harlem. In Harlem. Action Biden's statement.
That was a racist statement, though?
Yeah. And compared to Trump's statements. And they said Trump's statements
was not
racist. And they said Biden's was 10 and 9. Now, I'm trying to figure out. I just deal with numbers. That's like if I went to your house right now and went around your neighborhood, I bet y'all where y'all live at is the same people running around y'all. So when they turn them into zombies, that's where we about to go. So y'all didn't think y'all was going to get away from Halloween. Wait till they unleash the zombie. Yeah, I just don't see how y'all think this is going to be escapable without a plan. No plan is really made for this type of stuff. Because y'all think it's made up. Y'all think it ain't going to be no zombies. Hopefully. Y'all play zombie game, but don't know that y'all going to really, they really going to give you zombies. That's why you playing that game.
Hey, bro, but they did release the zombies.
Yeah.
As we sit and watch the various, the crime scenes where you got these so-called young jits, they stomping on elderlies and doing all this crazy shit. You be like, what the fuck? And no care in the world. It's like they're loose and swinging on Asians, and they're creating this this in-house, you know, it's like a suspect where, you know, one race looks at the other race differently because the perpetrators of these so-called hate crimes, where you got these people swinging on Asians and stomping the elderly,
right,
and swinging on black, you know,
women. Yeah.
It's creating a scenario where
people got to be in the camera. That's the ones they're going to show. They're not going to tell you about the other people that's hurting and doing the same thing.
That's the point. They're targeting blacks again, like Planned Parenthood did, make us look like the face of it, but in reality, everybody else is doing just as much crazy. Okay, I agree with some of that, but then when you look at videos today, everybody in them, man. I see the Chinese going berserk. I see Hindus going berserk on people. I see all groups going berserk on people. I go on there to make sure that we ain't the only ones crazy. Everybody is going berserk. Just think if y'all lived in Bangladesh, everybody. Think about that. Do you see the trade they got going on? They got that silk, textile, and sex. Now, what people are – now, this is where it gets deep, everybody. See, that's why I don't think y'all know the Bible like the sister said. I mean, when you sacrifice your kids to God, the question was, who is God? That I have to feel compelled to kill my firstborn. That's when you should be thinking, like, man, if I'm reading this right, if I was to make a horror movie out of this,
department.
Yeah, there you go. If I was to make a movie about this, it'd be horrifying. You know, I'm gonna, you know, and don't stop you either. You know, put you to this traumatic mindset of killing somebody. So you can feel what? Servitude to, this is the concept that you better think about when y'all be claiming allegiance to God. Because I'm looking at it as, I wanted this, something higher, but I mean, is killing everybody necessary? If you got, can I just see by good deeds alone that you don't got to kill nobody? Because hell, we already see it, you know, this manifestation. So is this manifestation really seen or not? Because it seemed like people would kill over anything this earth produced, including human beings. Everything on this earth.
Greed
has a price. Seems to have a price. Everything. It looked like they, like y'all said, treasure hunters from space. I don't know.
Is that the jealous God concept? He did say he was jealous in that book, though.
Right.
But who wrote that book?
Right.
Who wrote that book? Who said that?
Exactly.
Right. Now, the claim
is it's 45 books. The Vatican done took out 45 books, man. We got that, bro.
Let me finish up what I was saying.
I wrote the law of physics for every action that equals an opposite reaction. So you throw some bad shit coming on you. You throw out good coming on you. That's the way I roll, man.
Yeah, that's true. I go with that, too. Now, I'm not going to take that to be because it's karma. They call it karma. Every nation got that, you know, restitution come on to you, which you brought on yourself. So as a group of people, which this book claims to be jurisdictional over, seems to me the Bible says if you don't follow certain orders, you're going to get this retribution here. So is that galactic from nature? Because what comes on earth and wants to take over the whole entire world is beyond most people's scope. But, you know, you don't come out the womb and want to take over the whole goddamn planet. Now, it takes a species to say I'm going to take over the whole planet, resources and all. And give to nobody but themselves. Now, that's something outrageous. Now, I'm just going to play this for y'all because we got to keep it going. We got to keep moving. I'm going to play some more. Just 2 minutes. I don't know. Just many concepts says this is true.
When you have ancient cultures all over the world who are describing non-human entities in the unseen, which is almost what isn't unseen to the humans in the way that I've just described, many taking a reptilian form, and that has passed through the ages. And then you meet people in places like America, because once you start talking about this, you become someone that people will give information to, because they can see a way of getting out into the public arena, because you won't think they're crazy. And they're telling you the same. You know, people who've been in mind control projects, people who've been in government projects, who've interacted with these entities in underground bases. And they're describing what the ancients described. When you've got this man who's unfortunately just died in his 90s, William Tompkins, writing a book in 2015, describing how he was seconded in 1942 into a top secret naval intelligence operation in America based at the naval base at San Diego, where his role, or the role of that organization, was to interact with non-human entities. And he produces documents, he produces pictures of people he was with to support what he claims. And he's saying world governments are controlled by a reptilian non-human race. I've been saying that since the 90s.
And who are these people? Royal family, reptiles.
Well, let's look at how it works. First of all, these entities operate in the unseen, overwhelmingly in the unseen. Because we, like I said earlier, live in a frequency band, a band of frequency. Anything beyond that frequency, we can't see, we're not aware of. And, you know, people have no trouble accepting that the old analog system of radio and television stations are different frequencies sharing the same space without interfering with each other unless they're really close on the dial. You know, the analog system, BBC One and ITV and CNN, they're sharing the same space, but they're just on different frequencies. And the television picks up different frequencies as you change the channel. Well, in the same way, worlds of, or realities, it's a better term, are sharing the same space without interfering with each other, unless they're very close on the dial. And at that point where they're close on the dial, and there is some form of interaction, that's what we call ghosts and paranormal activity. And so these, not just reptilian, but other non-human entities, are operating just outside of the human sight. And they have to have vehicles within our frequency band, within our world, that represent their interests, that are basically vehicles for them to manipulate our society. And so particular bloodlines were created that are hybrids, part reptilian, not always reptilian, but part reptilian, part human, which is the origin of the royal aristocratic bloodline, whole order of the ages. You know, the ancient Chinese emperors used to claim the right to be emperor because of their descendants from the serpent gods. And the reason that these royal bloodlines and aristocratic bloodlines have incessantly, obsessively interbred, it's because they're holding this hybrid genetic program. And for a long time, they ruled because they were the special bloodline. What is it? Just down the road from us now in London, we have a head of state, even today, who is head of state because of her bloodline.
The Queen.
If she was a different bloodline, she might be cleaning the throne, not sitting on it. This is the nonsense of it. Why are you queen? Because someone had sex with someone and that person was born first, therefore they're the monarch.
Now, there you go. Now, you heard that. Brother West, you said frequency. He said, we can't see some of these things because they're coming in on a higher, 5G going to make us see things. That's the reason for the metaverse. So you might be able to see them.
Yep.
In the different frequencies. Go ahead. Y'all jump in.
That's David Icke. That's David Icke, man. He broke it
down.
That's David
Icke. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I like to say that I feel like that is an actual statement, just from my Book of Enoch standpoint, you know, that they know that their time is very limited, and they have to have this power. And there's no way that you can eat people and do all the demonic things that's happening in this world without the direction from a higher being. And those are the fallen angels, the half and half, the ones that shapeshift, everything that David Icke says. And if you guys listen to Kanye West, you would hear him battling with those demons. because he is a billionaire, a famous person, so he can't be dumb and crazy like people continue to say that, because you don't get nothing to become something like that. But when he realized that his battle with God, he's very, very religious, and he was battling with the good and not wanting to be with the evil. Okay? And that's
so
why...
Who did he go through, you think? The woman, right? Because remember, who was Kim Kardashian is of that Khazarian influence that's
right, in there. He didn't realize that. He didn't realize
Let's go to what he really said. It makes some sense to us all. He said that his wife was being influenced by Hillary Clinton. That's what he said. So I'm thinking to myself...
Right.
He had to wake up. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell him something happened to him. Just like he's saying the same thing Prince said. He's saying the same thing Michael Jackson said. He's saying the same thing Sam Cooke and him said. And we see the end results of all this, because somehow people don't really do nothing after they do this to them. So the question to all of us out there listening, it was good. He said he mentioned Trump. I don't know his affiliation of why Candace, but
what he said about those Republicans, he threw their asses right on the bus stop. He said that the Republicans and the Democrats do not serve the black people well at all. He kept it real on that note too, and you know, and he says that the Democrats take our for granted. The Republicans will not come to the black community, will not ask for our vote, and do not give us any kind of hope. So we're
looking at the outside, battling with these demons, man. I'm battling with the demons right now. We battling with the demons, and we're in the day of judgment, man.
Right.
The
so
day
all
of judgment is not.
I like that he just able to tell, just like you are, if you to tell everybody battling with demons, because they all around. They could come through. You just heard them say they could come through you. They could come through one of y'all. They could come through me. The thing is, they said they could come through portal, because remember, the reason I'm saying this to all y'all out there, because these, what y'all been saying, Brother West, all y'all been saying, these frequencies, well, that's the reason for the 5G. That's the reason for the 6G. Because that's the only way they're going to eat. After 6G and the 7G, the rich people are going to be already with the brain chip. They're going to be a whole bunch of brain chip. They're going to enhance themselves. Now, something is coming that
Biden ordering those pills for radiation too.
Yeah, something coming.
Well, like I say, man.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
G is a generation, fifth generation. So the only way to defeat that, when they go with another generation, you go to that same dimension. So you go to the fifth dimension. When they crank up 5G generation, you go to the fifth dimension.
Yeah,
that's
that's
song.
I just went to fifth dimension, and I just named it that virtual thing that we're going to get into a little later on, but as I find more about it, this thing is I'm going to just say this. The average person, the way they are setting them up, not y'all on this line, but the way they set the next generation under us, is to be small corner, movement. It will be flexible. It won't be of the luxurious mode of having 5,000 square feet houses and stuff like that. They're going to a different direction with this next generation. And these groups that are coming here are more than happy to be the guinea pigs, so to speak, because it's like anything else. When you, I'm going to tell you how they look at them. Don't look at me like this when I speak against y'all in a way that I'm not saying. But they look at it like rodents. That's why the movie Ben was so deep. With Michael Jackson, we're like rodents to them, to this group that can have this dimensional thing. And it comes in all groups, because all groups are doing this. Africa's doing it today. People, I'm gonna tell you the most top group able to use technology for scamming is off that continent of Africa. Nigerians are massive.
Yeah.
So I don't think I want to make sure in India. It's just as bad. I just want you to know this is global. This is not just the United States. I'm going global right now. That's where we at. I think we already part of the global community. I think they just waiting on America to fall. Everybody. That's that story, the last story, the Babylon story. America fall because the other countries, I'm watching other countries too just to make sure I'm not delusional. But these countries, man, got some strict ordinances on their people, man. I don't know if y'all understand that or not. Do y'all understand that out there? That these countries.
Yeah. That they're already somebody. At the point where those countries like in the East or whatever, they're already at the point where we're heading to because of the policies that are implemented. You're killing off fossil fuels, and you're just heading to an electric AI grid, and you ain't seeing nothing about nothing of natural resources that you can be here to use to propel your own country. And because he's so compromised, man, look at here. The cavalry can't come fast enough, bro. And choosing side, like Bay said, choose a side, because like the brother said, with crypto and all that, that electric coin and all that, that's where we're heading to. But unequivocally, electric coin.
Hey, my man, I know it's a brother named Rogers West. He know how to make water out of air, man. I mean, it's so much slick chick. I even found a patent for something, man, with Tesla patents, man. And so it's just a fun time, man, to be alive. So it's up to you. You in your own hell and the hell, which one you want to be in. It's up to y'all how you roll, man. You put your own self in your own heaven or your own hell. Whatever them demons come, the answer come to defeat their ass, man. They already defeated, man.
Well, I can say like this. Those the electricity here in Georgia, and I know you know, brother. I don't know if you know. Camp Creek area, they've been getting a lot of blackouts, okay? Those electric cars are not – we're going to go back to horses in a minute. There's no way logically 360 people – cannot operate total electricity. Okay, it's not happening.
Yeah, I know. You can make your own electricity. Test the blueprint where you can go outside and get your own electricity if you know how to do it.
Yeah, hold on. Let's get some clarity here. Let's be honest now. Facts matter. Tesla had investors. You cannot build a hotel into a generator without the investors.
My man. I got the blueprint. I got the blueprint,
I said investors. You can have the blueprint. I did not say that. I said he made up the concept, like y'all talking, and you need investors to be able to put the money behind the stuff. Right. That's it. That's how it works.
Because my man got the water plant, man. He want people to make donations. That's how he's doing it, man. All right.
Yeah,
but you are your own investor, bro.
Yeah, but we need investors now, man. We need collateral. Because you got to get the member now. Let's be honest. You got to get the materials off the land to get the doggone copper, to get the doggone scrap metal that it takes to make the thread that goes to making a conductor. You need all those minerals to come together, and we got to have mining contracts. This is not something that is done by because we say it. It's by done by legality. You ain't going to go nowhere. Ain't no land right now that you can go on and just start digging up without them coming after your ass in some jurisdiction unless it's a remote. Unless it's a remote, you good to go. But on your property that you can pay taxes on or do taxes on, they're going to come to, if your state is good, you happy. If your state, like some states, going to charge people to grow fruit on their land. They already working on it. I ain't saying your state. I said states are doing this to get more money for the lack of funds they're getting from the state. So that's where we at on reality level.
State of mind.
Hold on. Go ahead.
What I was just trying to say, even if we have investors, I'm just saying realistically and logically, people in Europe are freezing right now because they bought it
for
climate change.
They're going to be freezing. They ain't freezing yet. They still got a little time. They're about to be cold.
Right.
They're going out cutting wood.
So what I'm saying to you guys is it's not logical to get away from fossil fuel. Day one, when President Biden became president, he shut down our pipelines. We were producing our own oil and we were selling it. He started buying it from Russia and shipping it to us on the trains. Okay? So this right here is a planned process to get rid of the gas, to force it on electric, because they know they can control us with the electric cars. You can just cut them off. But California set laws that in 10 years you cannot drive a gas car because of climate change. Who are
and New York.
And New York State.
I was just there. New York State said that in 2035, and something like 2020, 35, you can't buy no gas cars.
So my point is the ghost man, we were talking about, the fallen angels, has told them to do that because, remember, they're on a time clock and they want to control all of
this. Are
these
fallen angels men and women? Because I don't want you to be saying something.
Yeah,
there's
women. The women. Created the dog. The women too. Yeah, the women
Okay.
So they're on a clock, guys. And how we can slow the clock down is do not vote Democrat. Tell your friends, your black people, that they are going. They're coming for us. Okay,
these
fallen angels are coming.
Okay. Got you. Let's go with that because I want to get some clarity. Because let's look at this as spells. If that's what y'all been saying, and energy and frequencies. They working off energy and frequencies. Let's just take these groups are doing this. That y'all say they have, you know, consequences to each other. If they working on frequencies because of the intelligence they have of knowing everything based off these inventions that y'all just said, Tesla, we got the iPhone, we got all these inventions are actually inventions that are using Tesla technology already. So we know that is, we're using it already. So basically they figured out they can look at everything we do through these entities. That is like the watcher for real when you think about it. And then we the watchers because we love watching ourselves. See, we promote this by watching ourselves on these entities. Basically, most people love these things because they can look at themselves. They can even enhance themselves. Women make themselves look younger in the picture. Men can make themselves look a little, you know, whatever, attractive, sexy. It feeds on all our senses and energy, like y'all been saying. So whatever it is, knows how to feed off of us. Then they just came out today. I just seen it this morning, getting prepared for all this. TikTok is actually demonic, according to what these people were saying. I'm going to say why I say demonic, not because it's the, but they take you into a path that could be addictive. They say that TikTok is consuming most kids' time, and they are not able, they're not learning because they're addicted to it. And if the teachers take them away from the phone, they get rowdy. Like, you know, you can't tell the kid to take and put his phone down. It's like a part of them now. So you see, that's transhumanism. So you don't feel that way because you ain't in the time frame for it. See, you rebelling against it. But the group they're looking for, that's why they got to kill off a certain amount of people so they don't have to be worrying about us trying to say that's some crazy shit. They're waiting for the group that they could just be prepared to say, oh, we want this shit. And that's where we at in reality. The earth ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to blow up. It ain't going to be an end of no damn earth. It's going to be an end of you. And it's going to be an end of that which is that. And then that which is will be the new group that takes your place. I make it simple with facts. That seems to be what it perpetrates itself to be. That we die fighting against what we say it is, and then those who come after us will be immediately download, because we watching it. We see they at a dumb level. They can't read. Y'all just said earlier, the cell phone them got them going out there doing crimes. Don't you watch the news? You say it's black folk. Well, it's sure a lot of them in Buffalo. I would be nervous. Ain't no white folks running around going crazy like they is in Buffalo. You lying if you tell me that. I've been there long enough to see news. It's a lot of crazy white folks, but goddamn, the amount of blacks in the area that they in going berserk is really a phenomenal. New York. Yeah. People scared to go to work. Y'all watching people on video camera get beat up in subways, and you don't think that? What happened to Curtis Slea in the Guardian Angel days? That shit didn't happen. That shit gone now, obviously. Curtis Slea getting old. Not enough recruits. I'm just giving you history. Back even in Atlanta. Same thing. shooting randomly. People going berserk, shooting at each other. Now, you could be a good person in the wrong lane and get hit by a straight bullet. Is that divine providence to you? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. I'm just telling you what is happening in this area. Now, is it good people? Hell yeah. This is what's happening here in Florida. You can see it's good people. But somehow I tried to warn y'all that the cult world is at a level where it's tilting in its direction until it becomes our direction. White magic, black magic. But here's the Pope, y'all. I'm going to read something before I put it to the Pope. Biden was just in New York Thursday. They talk about the de-escalation of Russia. They talked about, you know, it's a gas line that went down. They think Russia did it, and they think somebody else did it. I mean, gas coming up right in Swedish land. It's in an area where no nation can claim. NATO can't get in it. Switzerland can't jump in it because right in their area, it's called the money area, where the cargo ships cost international, so you can't go in the international area and claim NATO. You only can go to a certain amount of your territory to claim NATO. And so NATO don't even apply to this thing. NATO can't do nothing. Go ahead. What you going to say?
OPEC Plus just lowered the gasoline reserves. Well, they just reduced prices on their end. But see, it's a lot came into play, especially when your boy Trump, he laid down remember the agreement he made by the Palestinians and whatever?
The Abraham Accord. That's symbolic itself, Abraham Accord.
The Abracadabra Accord, and then your boy comes behind and then just totally shatters it and say, I'm gonna deal with Iran. I'm gonna deal with the goddamn motherfucking goons.
With the ones that's gonna make war. So
yeah, the Iranians.
I got some callers. Hold on. I got 50-45-7696-918. After I play 2 minutes of this, it's only 2 minutes. Now it's the Pope. Biden said that this is the highest alert since the missile crisis in New York. He said, this could be the threat of Armageddon. This comes from Biden. Now, I'll tell you how stuff is. He got the paperwork from the Pope, because the Pope said it first. Listen to this.
We invite you to subscribe to Mystic Post TV on YouTube. Thank you.
World War III has been declared, Pope Francis said in a wide-ranging conversation with the editors of European Jesuit publications on May 19, referring to Russia's attack against Ukraine. The conversation was published by the Italian Jesuit publication La Civiltà Cattolica and the secular newspaper La Stampa on June 14 and is sure to spark discussion. The world is at war, he said. For me, today, World War III has been declared. This is something that should give us pause for thought. What is happening to humanity, that we have had 3 world wars in a century? Francis spoke about the complex background to the war in Ukraine and the interests involved, including those of arms manufacturers. He denounced the brutality and ferocity of the Russian troops and praised the heroism and courage of the Ukrainians. At the same time, he said, we do not see the whole drama behind the war, which was perhaps somehow either provoked or not prevented. The Pope has faced criticism for not calling out the Russian president by name and for suggesting that perhaps NATO may have provoked the war by barking at the gates of Russia. But in the new interview, the Pope said he was quoting what one head of state had told him. Even so, Francis denied that he is pro-Putin. I am simply against reducing complexity to the distinction between good guys and bad guys without reasoning about roots and interests, which are complex, he said. While we see the ferocity, the cruelty of Russian troops, we must not forget real problems if we want them to be solved. Thank you.
Now that's the Pope declaring World War III had begun, and now Biden being given the permission to state that that's what they're about to put this about. Let me go to 50-50-45-305. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Brother Drybone?
Hey, what's up, my brother? Peace. Yes, go right ahead. You know, I hear you. Go ahead.
All right, man. Yeah, that last tip was very vital in terms of what Francis said. I think that's the voice I was waiting to kind of hear of where we're going. Notice he said began. So this thing has not even freshly out of the gate yet, meaning that we're this thing going to be ratcheting up in a couple of years from now. So
yeah,
I think Russia jumped the gun, meaning that Russia or Putin or whatever have decided that, you know, he's going to take his chances right now because something's about to go down. And he's going to, and the process of annexing, I think, is just the fact that he's securing his borders. And he's going to create a buffer for when things really hit the fan. I think it's pretty much clear. Once the Vatican chimes in, and they have not made as clear distinction as to which side they're on in terms of the right and the wrong, I think we got to really get ready because, you know, it's going down.
Yeah.
And right now, we're
meaning
that the most advanced nation on the planet, being America, we're pretty much Rome in the 22nd century, basically, it's decline. So we got to kind of get that through our minds, and the distractions are kind of really at this point right now just what they are, distractions. The Kanye West thing to me is kind of ridiculous. I think there's something deeper going on with him, as far as my opinion on that. I think he harbors very, very bad feelings towards his mother. And his father is definitely a conservative who's been planning, taking the opportunity to plant some seeds in his mind, because he quoted his father in that interview. But I think there's some resentment that he laid blame on the liberals in the sense that his mom took him away from his father, right? And she got a high-paying job and empowering feminism, right? You hear the undertones. And on top of that, Donnie, he blames her story being influenced by liberals in terms of whatever explanation she gave to him as to what she did or why she did it. And the father, I can see his fingerprints throughout his mindset during that interview. See, I think that the hate is very deep, and I think it encompasses both the mother and the liberals, which he feels as if has influenced his mother. That's my personal clue on it, man.
Yeah.
He kind of revealed it.
That's pretty good, because to think about it, Chicago, and let me get some more calls, man. Chicago's involved with that, because that's when he came by that area. And now I got more. Let me get some more calls for you. They've been waiting long. 7696. You on the Helios?
Hey, the dry bones.
What's up, buddy?
Dry bones, everybody. All right.
Go ahead.
And happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, just don't sing that Martin Luther King happy birthday. I don't like it.
Yeah, you ain't hear that, but I said girls where I come from.
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I had one on that Kanye situation. He just a voice for everybody. He's speaking out for all of us. You know what I'm saying? He when he mentioned his mother and his father, that's the same thing what happened to families when they moved up here for jobs and them tech jobs and everything coming from the South. So he basically just speaking up for everybody. I'm saying that happened in all our families for the most part with the separation. So he just speaking up. And he's a voice for basically everybody, you know what I'm saying, on that note, you know. And also, I had one to comment, on a little thing. See, what they say, Lilith, she went to the Red Sea area.
Right.
Supposedly. All right. And throughout history, that portion, just that whole little portion right there, got something to do with the Rock of Gibraltar and all that whole little situation, right? And how I'm looking at it, that was the military area of separation between the Lilith side over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this side over here. And
right.
I'm looking at how the trade wasn't really coming from the east coast of Africa to the west coast of it was coming from the Pacific. It was coming from the east coast of America. All it was going through the Pacific. It was going from the other side. in the more the water the trade was coming from China area.
That's right. That would be the easiest side to go to.
And see, that's why the war with Africa, America, Europe, Britain, it's been going on because I think when that mud flood happened, it happened out on the West Coast. And see, when that catastrophe happened, that would open the floodgates up from the east coming to the West Coast. I mean, from the west coast of Africa, East Coast, everything coming over this way. And that's when all hell broke loose from my studying. And
that would be the easiest route. Let's go that route. That would be the easiest route to go, because think about what you're saying. Okay, to India, from Madagascar, all that west coast of Africa, going into the India region, the Silk Trade was there. It had been that region that would be doing the Silk Trade together first. And then the ships for Egypt, that's a long route to go that way, but it's a more easy route where they already doing trade. I don't know, they already got trade ships on that area. People don't they always talk about that shit. That's why you look at when my man did the thing about the Cambodia, how Cambodia had looked like just like the serpent gods and all that. So yeah, go ahead.
And you know, they found on the coast of California, they found all those round circle anchor boulders that they used in ancient China. They found those all on the coast of California. They found them in the water.
They found them
in the water. And they don't talk about the East Coast because the Atlantic Ocean is supposed to be the most treacherous of the oceans.
It's treacherous. You know? So, right, because it's much treacherous. Now, I must admit, the Pacific Ocean, it's very colder, a little more colder than the Atlantic for some reason. And for me, it was. But I went
The Pacific Ocean is colder, man. You're right,
bro. Colder. And the wave was very, very, very high. I must admit to that part, especially over there in that area where most of the Venice. But I'm going to say this. The concept got to be some factuality that I'm putting on your credence on what you're saying, man. But you should be validated because when I was there, man, there's so many Chinese people there. It's a lot of them, too. They got power. They ain't like they're on bullshit. They got power over there.
And see, the documented accounts of the mud flood come from the Pacific coast. They don't say too much about it being on the East Coast.
Right.
And see, that's what could potentially with that falling of that portion of Atlanta or Mu or whatever they call Mu.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, 91587. I was going to bring you in, but turn your radio down. You're too loud. Go ahead, man. I'll make a point. Hold on. Make one more point. I got to play a commercial. I got to do something before we get off because it's going to be 1 o'clock. Now, it goes off, and y'all have to bear with us with that stuff. So if you don't get on now, you ain't getting on. So jump on quickly because at 1 o'clock, the board goes dead. So go ahead. Make one more point, Brother D.
I'm basically finished. I just want to talk about that portion because the trade is coming from the opposite way from what they explained to us today, and that's why it's so much of a war with the British and all those parts of the world that's coming in. You know what I'm saying?
From that side, because again,
they've been locked out for a long time. They've been locked out until the Strait of Gibraltar was open. That's when it was free flow.
Free flow. And that's another thing. Paying tribute to the Moors, Libya, Morocco, parts of Egypt at the top. That's what the Suez Canal was all about.
It's easy to get to the land of the milk and honey from up top. Yeah. Then you from have to go top. All the way around.
All the way around. That's what the Hercules was about. Sinbad was about. All that was about that. Pirates of the Caribbean is about. Oh, that's about that. Absolutely. Did anybody actually see how the British responded to what I consider liberalism, Don Lemon, when she at, Don Lemon said that the Crown was going to have to pay reparations. All y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all ain't doing y'all homework. They ain't paying shit. They
Maybe
can't
that's
be
why
sued.
He got demoted. Maybe that's why
he got
demoted.
He got demoted probably for low ratings because they got the worst ratings. But that's because Fox, Rupert Murdoch and them, is saying something that's very interesting. But we're going to get into that another time next on the next program we do, because this media thing, man, the most, what's it called, the most evil, diabolical entity in America is media.
Yep. But let me ask y'all something. How many of y'all speak Russian, man? How many of y'all speak Russian? Okay, only two words I know in Russian is Smirnoff fucking vodka and Dr. Madonna. As a matter of fact, so this shit they say about
food
birthday. Hey, Typhoon. You know, food birthday was your birthday. Food is a Libra, man. He a Libra. He with that bullshit. Yeah, man. His birthday was his birthday, October the 8th. A 7th or something
gonna,
like that, man.
He's leaving. I'm five. I got five on mine. I'll call him and say, man, let me sit down with you right quick. Because I first thing I want to do is, how the hell the Russian people able to pay the WNBA $1 million and America only gave them $250,000? How the hell that happened, y'all?
It's all a game, man. It's scripted.
Ain't that something? That woman, that chick was over there. I'm gonna let you sit next to the, that's another thing I tell you how to look at. Look at how they're using the AOTGB community now. That probably was on purpose. She already because she big. She a big girl, and she was like a giant hermaphrodite. If you see her, she looked like a dude and woman, but she big.
Yeah, she does.
And other women want her. And you see her wife, everybody? Her wife's fine as hell. Yet, she in Russia was getting paid $1 million salary, and was, they knew she smoked weed. They knew this. She played for them for years. She got 3 championships in Russia. They know her. This is staged. Okay, I'm finished. Go ahead, somebody else.
Wow.
I just want to talk
about that video that you played with the Pope.
Go ahead.
I think that basically the war in Ukraine is all staged because United States, we need to vote our members to stop giving money over there. We gave them almost $1 trillion. We don't have no oil in there. We have no interest in there. The only interest is in there is because of the fallen angels has directed them to try to create a third world war. So Russia now is supposed to be at odds with China. This is how the little third world, I guess, the third world is going to happen. The media is going to now start, Putin is going to eventually step down because of the fact that he's going to create some kind of strike or some kind of war or whatever just to create another illusion that we're in a third world so they can come up with some more crazy policies to help bring in this global power by the fallen angels. So that guy is just, it's a hoax what he's talking about.
So now let me get I got one call that was loud, 9187. I'm letting you come in. You make sure you didn't get all that loud noise you had earlier. Let me see what you got to say. I'll make it brief because I got to play one more thing.
Hey, my fault, Dry Bones. How
you
doing? Win and in the public.
Man,
so how you doing?
This is a celebrity, man. Go ahead. This is the man show with Coolio, everybody, man. Go ahead. Let me hear from you.
Let me say this. I appreciate you saying things that's positive about Coolio. Me and him were close. We were family. My cousin, where we started out together, he's actually been a manager for Coolio for like the last 15 years, but 5 years before that, he's an assistant. I go on stage with Coolio. I filmed him. I've been to stayed at his house several times. I ate with him, traveled with him, been on concerts with him, sat there and took advice from him. So the picture is saying more than just that. It's just I've known him for over 20 years, and for me, a lot of things I got into was based on him. So,
that's good.
I had to close a chapter on One day you might see some called Cleo's Revenge, but for now, because out of respect for the family and everything, I'm not going to even make comment. But
I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Well, but he did talk a lot with the industry, and a lot of things he mentored me on. He wasn't really advising me because he knew my spirit, so he wasn't trying to get me into it. He wanted me to see, but a lot of things I used to talk about in the industry, some things he kind of held back against, but he knew I was saying was true. So when he started coming out and saying things, because he's in that mix, that's the thing is, it doesn't matter. Once you become in that mix, whether you're innocent or guilty, it's just that's the industry. So I'm glad I never got in, signed in, but I've known a lot of people in the industry. So, I mean, like even my YouTube, my other channel, I got tons of footage of, you know, I haven't met a lot of the celebrities. So I moved around in the industry knowing these people and getting to understand. So like I said, when I know the physical devil, Shaitan, Damien, all these are like real fucking people. Like these ain't no goddamn, these are black men and women.
Yeah.
And they're still using these white people to push the forward face because that's the face that's lit in power.
You're right.
One other thing I wanted to talk about. I'm coming up with this. I finished all my research, but the reason why I kept saying Ishmael and all the tribes, the African Americans, I actually found all the burial sites of Abraham's children, Dina, Ishmaelites that came over here. Ishmaelite in Illinois, illusion, it's all the same word. It's all the same meaning. And Ishmael means El will listen. He will hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the tribes. So you got the five tribes over here. You got some of Judah, and that's going to make up the 12 resemblance of the remnant. But it's not going to be a Judah because Abraham was a king. So every person in the Bible. No, you don't need a Judah. Because see, here's the thing. All these people, they were kings and princes. And when they went to set up kingdoms, they had people under them already. So all the basically Abraham is your people.
So your people.
But you have royal roots. You're a prince. You're a prince.
Don't go nowhere. I'm going to play this last part and stay with us. You finish off on this because I was trying to show where the Balkans and the Ukraine was under Khazar control. Because I'll be talking about ships. Go ahead. Here we go.
Jewish ownership of slaves in the Ottoman Empire. Hundreds of Hebrew written sources. Dozens of official decrees, judicial records, sigint, and reports of European travelers indicate that slaveholding, particularly of females of Slavic origin, in Jewish households in the urban centers of the Ottoman Empire was widespread from the 16th to the 19th centuries. This halachically and legally problematic habit was an unparalleled phenomenon in any other Jewish community in the early modern period. The presence of slaves in Jewish households affected family life in many ways. I dealt with two of them. The first is cohabitation of Jewish men with female slaves, usually non-Jewish, who in effect served as their concubines and bore them legitimate children. The second is marriage with Manumitted slaves who converted to Judaism and became an integral part of the community. These phenomena test once again to the great extent to which Jewish society and its norms and codes were influenced by Muslim urban society, and the gap between rabbinic rhetoric ideals and the dynamic daily existence of Jews from all social strata. Slavery and slaveholding has been among the most outstanding aspects of life in the various and varying Muslim societies over the centuries. As is reported by hundreds of Hebrew sources, dozens of official ordinances, documents produced by the Sharia courts, and the reports of European travelers, slaveholding was also common among Jews in Muslim lands. The ownership of women, in particular, was widespread in Jewish households, in the Ottoman Empire on the threshold of the modern era. It was certainly far more common than in Jewish communities in North Africa or Europe. What we know about this practice may now be considerably enlarged thanks to my discovery of about 100. As yet unknown documents from the 17th century court registers of Haskoy, one of the quarters of Istanbul. These documents, especially as we will now study them alongside known rabbinic sources,
provide information that both supports existing data and permits asking new questions.
Now, question why I play that, because y'all said the ships. Now, you see that the Khazar Empire is with the Ottoman Turks. Now, they Hebrews. They doing slavery and of women the most, just like we said, that was in these movies that they showed us of, that the end results with these groups. I mean, how do we know Ishmael ain't usurped the Hebrew Israelites' birthright, since they seem to be in more power and so prevalent in most Hebrew enclaves that this concept is in? Like, if America is the, let's just say America is the Hebrew Israelites, why so many Ishmaelites ruling over us?
Well, first of all, let me explain something. Ish is the Hebrew word for man, right? Okay. So it's the man of,
well, let's go
of
with the
God.
So let's go with Arabs. So, let's say Arabs. Period. I mean, because they're supposed to be this. It's supposed to be this Sarah thing and the Egyptian woman. They had these different separate kids. And so how do these kids now that in these lands that we claim? Because you over there now, Egypt. They don't think like us, so they come over here. Libya come over here. They the ones that sold us over here, so how come they ain't responsible for this?
Well, I mean, first of all, they call themselves Libyans and them, so they have no understanding. Oh, let me explain something else to make it easier.
Okay.
The reason
why
the slave trade, the ships couldn't come across the Atlantic like that, because out there are whirlpools. And Mansa Musa was one of those people who knew how to charter those. So it's like going on the express lane, getting across. So ain't no white people be able to do that. Number two, when the 2,000 years ago, the Atlantic was not as far apart as it was. The stretching was started. It took about 2,000 years. No, I'm sorry, 1,000 years to get to the distance. So when someone says that the Mississippi's lined up at that time, when Abraham put his son, his oldest son, in charge, then his wife, Keturah, he sent the whole family off, and they ended up going to what we call Gaia, which is called Atlantis today, which is where Stone Mountain is. So descending off of the children, Ishmael was split up, had 12 children. Hagar was a black woman. She was Egyptian. Imhotep was her father. So all they did was they scattered out. So when you say Ishmael went over here, that meant that Ishmael was in charge of a group of people, and they set up a kingdom. That's why our Judah said he went to after it went from Solomon and they passed up Adonijah, he went down where Judah is and set up a kingdom. So basically, what I'm saying to you and everybody on this phone is black. You are prince. You are from that royal family, and that's why they took out the word king from Abraham and put father there. Because the nations, that's your nation. You spread it on your own. This is before white people time of, what they call it, 1619. So they don't have no idea of the information. But I can show you the burial site of your ancestors today, right now, over here in America. So fuck that. You got right now your inheritance. This is your country by the fact that your relatives are here. That's what makes you American.
Right on.
Y'all the gods, man. This all you gotta do is this is your land. This is my motherfucking people. Fuck y'all. Get off. I fuck your laws. Your laws don't mean nothing. That's how you
right
do
on,
it.
Brother. Speak
you ain't
gotta
fight
truth.
With
truth.
You ain't gotta fight with nobody
so
no more.
Kelly. Brother Kelly.
Yes, sir.
If I may ask, so when brother, you know, when they showed in the mother in the movie John Wick, when he requested to meet with the people who were sitting at the table, and, you know, he so-called woke up in the desert, and he awakened to the sheiks that were sitting under the tent and at the table. So you were saying that these people actually hold the key to the people who are really the heirs of the state of the land. Turtle Island is sculptory, the whole shebang, and the ones who are asleep don't know that they are the real heirs to that. So We're technically under servitude, would you say?
Well,
it's in your mind, man.
I wouldn't say servitude, but I just recently discovered that I had the actual emblem in the symbol of Turtle Island. And Turtle Island is actually in the Gulf Coast. It's a submerged city that's submerged underwater where you, on the Pensacola, where you call it the Gulf. And that's why they call it the Turtle Island as a search. It's not America itself. We probably had, man, I probably had to get a show set up because I'm putting all this information together and
we gotta do that.
I don't drive on. You got your the show going on and I'm going with information that I don't want to mix two things together.
You know, I love having this type of information. So let me just say this though, for those that know what's going on too. Oh, hold on, I'm hitting too much echo. Okay, here we go. Let me just say this. We have more people coming on that we want to keep this conversation going because this is a big conversation about what Brother just said about us coming from the Pacific Ocean, the Hebrew Israelite concept that's all been prevalent in our Bibles, Judeo-Christian. It's in there. People don't understand it, but it's in there. These stories are have a great meaning to me. I'm just trying to make sure everybody else is on the same wavelength that we can say, hey, these stories beyond the normal thing that we just read as literal. This is way bigger manifestation with this. And the fact that this war is the same area of the Ottoman Turk, of the Holy Crusade Wars, where, you know, Ukraine, all that, the Bolsheviks, all that Russia area. That's a heavy concept that's in our history that we just don't even learn about the boat. Most people don't even know about the Bolshevik War. You know, you talk to them, they have no concept of what
they don't know that's
a big thing.
Can I explain how the Jewish tie in with the white people came in? And this is how they tied in.
Do it briefly.
Solomon's mother was Bathsheba. Bathsheba was a white woman. And so when Queen Victoria and everybody claimed that bloodline because David was, and he was crucified.
But there were two Bathsheba. There were Bear and there were Bath. Now, which one? You say Bath.
No. There were two. Bathsheba is a white woman. Is a white woman.
Bathsheba. All
right. You talking about Sheba. If you talking about Sheba, Sheba is a man. But when they think
Bathsheba.
Well, you're saying a whole different. Now, hold on. Let me get this correct because I'm about to get on it. Y'all saying a couple of different things here because you got different stories. Now, there's different Hebrew Israelites too. I don't know all Hebrew Israelites. I'm not gonna tell everybody got the same thing because Ben Ami Carter was one, Yahweh Ben Yahweh was one, and they all had these different concepts that, you know, the black people was the Hebrew Israelites over here. But there's somehow how we got here seems to be either we indigenous here. That's one concept. The other concept is they brought us over here in ships. That can't be too true because of the fact that it wasn't enough ships to really bring us over here. And then they say Metamucil was here. Okay, Metamucil was here. Then Metamucil people, after a period of time, is the indigenous people then. And he had to have sex with somebody. It wasn't a bunch of men.
Well, he was an Ishmaelite, and his cousins were over here.
Women was here. So, what I'm saying, just like today, right now,
the way America's set up today, we got cities.
Right.
We, as black people, we had our own country. We had our own cities. We had everything. Like right now, we had everything.
So people came here and took it away from us.
Right. In the last 400 years with the immigration and the Civil War, like you mentioned before, there was thousands of black troops in the Civil War. You told a secret.
Right.
And I didn't catch on to it. Because it was the blacks that were fighting the Civil War over the white people. They reversed the information. So we lost the war, and the white people was able to gain control of power.
Gain control, like a benefit.
So
they got a benefit.
So you was right.
That's when we lost power. That's when we lost
the Civil War.
Now, we're going to do something, because I know you. I want to, but all y'all in line, I'm going to let y'all get in here. Now, y'all be respectful toward each other. All I want y'all to do is give each other a yield. If you're going to talk, I'm going to go with down this line here. I want y'all to say what y'all got to say because each area is its own state. y'all in your own state of mind. That's what y'all said. So I don't know how y'all live in these states. All I know is how some people live in the states that I visit. But nonetheless, wherever you at, you got to deal with this this concept of what they call the matrix and what he's saying with these different bloodlines and people who, because the British think they're the Hebrew Israelites too. I want y'all to know that too. That's a fact. They think they are the Ish. You said the Ish. They think they the Ish. And so I know there's a lot of magic going on in this, but let's just say, without being facetious, that skip all that. Let's go with the basic five senses. Don't try to go into nothing else. Just basic five senses right now. What you think is the most important to your five senses right now? Shelter, food, clothing, travel. It's pretty much essential just in the five senses alone. If any of them is fucked up, some of you might have hard time. Not y'all on this line, but some of you have hard time with food, one of the senses. Can't get enough food. Might get around. So this is what the real attack going to be on in these next few years. And of course, money. That's it. You can't travel. John Kerry can't travel without no money. I can't travel without no money or credit. You ain't got good credit. That's going to be talked about this month, too, because it's going to be, I got to bring people on to say, you better do something. You better get somebody to put you on an authorized dealership that you don't get the car, but they at least build your credit up quick. You better do something quick, because what we're talking about in this Bible story, the gods of the Bible, which we call, I'm just going to say Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh, ain't gonna be taking too much shit. He already told you, I'll put you in slavery for 400 years. That's why you can't sue nobody, black people. You want to use your Bible? I can use it right against you. You want to use your Bible? You ain't able to sue nobody. Fuck reparations. Why would you get reparations and Yahweh put you in this? Why don't you sue Yahweh? Try that one. Let me hear y'all. I got the lines open. You ain't getting nothing from nobody, according to that Bible. They even told Cain, don't touch Cain. Leave Cain alone. I just deal with Cain. And that's in your Bible too. How, why Cain get a pass?
It's our bones. That's why we got to.
Okay, go ahead, bro. I'm trying to figure this out.
That's why we have to keep paying attention and keep staying within your mind to find your answers for you. And see, your answers for you is the answers for everybody else. Because it's true. There's lies within each and every one of us. So that's where it's at.
Yeah, I like that fact, because, man, I've been lying to myself for since the 6.0 concert. And I said, hell, we can't keep going along with this. It ain't make sense. How the hell you going to talk about getting reparations and you going to tell me God did this? What lawyer going to go against God?